Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russian forces launched a massive overnight attack on Ukraine's capital city of Kiev, killing at least four people and injuring dozens.
There was a pretty substantive attack that lasted several hours. President Zelensky this morning said that 430 drones were involved and 18 missiles, many of them ballistic. It was definitely across the city. We could see explosions on the horizon here, but we could also see missiles and drones flying over above us here in the center of the city.
That's the BBC's James Lansdale. In this country, the parents of at least two babies sickened by an infantile botulism outbreak are suing the makers of the By Heart baby formula. Here's correspondent Marcela Sanchez.
At least 15 infants across a dozen states who have fallen ill since the outbreak began in early August. Federal and state officials say no deaths have been reported. By Heart recalled all of its formula across the U.S. on Tuesday.
Now that the government has reopened, air travelers are eager for flight schedules to return to normal.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the 6% limit will stay in place while officials assess to see whether the air traffic system can safely return to normal. The flight cuts were implemented last week as more air traffic controllers were calling out of work, citing stress and the need to take on second jobs, leaving some control towers and facilities short-staffed. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Capitol Hill, the House is moving toward a vote on releasing files from the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Republican leaders have no choice but to allow a vote after a petition on the Epstein bill reached the needed 218 signatures. On Wall Street, Dow futures are lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowan, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We had some problems earlier on the Beltway. Right around 5, there was a wreck on the outer loop right before Security Boulevard. For a while, had us backed up all the way back to 795. Just looking at the area now, and it is improving, and the speeds are coming up. A little bit backed up, a few brake lights as you're moving south through Liberty Road and now down through I-70. But if we keep this pace right now, we should be okay. Eventually down towards Route 40, but that was a major backup there for a while. We're clear and good to go this morning. Lanes are open right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking increasing clouds today, much less wind with highs ending up in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling to near 40. More clouds for your Saturday with rain arriving late. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a deadly double shooting in South Baltimore. It happened shortly before 10 Thursday night in the 1100 block of Marshall Street. When officers arrived, they found two men with gunshot wounds. Both were taken to hospitals where one of them died. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call Baltimore Homicide Detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland State Police say two men have been arrested for the alleged sex trafficking of minors. 32-year-old Dion Phillip of New York and 57-year-old Antoine Miles are charged with sex trafficking of a minor and other related offenses. An investigation began in September when police and the FBI saw a young girl being advertised online for sex acts. The girl was found at a Towson hotel and identified as a critically missing juvenile. Phillip is being held without bond at Baltimore County Detention Center. Miles is in custody in Minnesota awaiting extradition to Maryland. Investigators believe the men may have trafficked other victims. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, all is well, at least for the moment, in Owings Mills, as Lamar hit the practice field yesterday, full go, in anticipation of Sunday's game in Cleveland. The Ravens' offense, however, though, needs a little work.
We think we need more points. You know, our defense is playing great. Our special teams playing great. I feel like we have great moments, you know, but just being consistent, that's what we're chasing right now.
After a record-breaking year last year, gaining over 7,000 yards offensively, the Ravens find themselves no better than 20th in the league in that category and 10th in points. Thursday night football last night in New England, where it was the Travion Henderson show.
Second and five. Pump fake, throws open, caught, touchdown. The hat trick for Henderson.
Al Michaels had the call on Prime. Travion Henderson's three touchdowns powered the Patriots past the Jets. 27-14 was the final. That's New England's eighth win in a row. And at 9-2 now, they are possessors of the best record in the National Football League. MLB announcing its MVP award winners last night. No surprise in the NL, where Shohei collects his fourth MVP award in the last five seasons, three in a row. Joining Barry Bonds as the only players who have won more than three. And in the American League, apparently 60 home runs, wasn't enough for the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. Aaron Judge winning his third, both Shohei and Judge going back-to-back. Coming up in 30 minutes, thank God the Caps road trip is over. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, November the 14th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up on the program today, Maryland Governor Tax Moore giving $6 million to a nonprofit, and the dude didn't pay his taxes either to the state or the feds. We have some audio evidence of that. Democrats trying to distract from their very foolish inefficient, incompetent shutdown with the Epstein files. This is the latest attempt to smear the president, and it has failed miserably, blew up in their face. But our top story here today is that the Maryland State Board of Elections and the there's ongoing issues here. We'll start with that. Let's start with the fact that in March of this year, the U.S. District Court of Maryland ruled that the Maryland State Board of Elections violated federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, and unlawfully suppressed efforts to research anomalies in the state's voter records. Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections sued the Board of Elections in January of last year on behalf of Kate Sullivan and David Morsberger. According to the Maryland Republican Party, Sullivan and Morsberger had been researching whether the state was actually removing non-residents, the deceased, and duplicate registrations from the voter rolls. After they voiced their concerns to the Board of Elections, the board issued a new regulation to stop the duo from conducting investigations into their removal process, which is red flags all over the place. The Maryland GOP now says that the State Board of Elections even assessed a criminal penalty for federally protected activities such as speaking with fellow voters. And finally, the State Board of Elections also blocked access to key information like the access and use of state records on voter history. However, the National Voter Registration Act does require states make voter history information available to the public. So we've got that lawsuit. They're being sued because of the closed primary system here in the state. Judicial Watch has successfully sued the board. My big question is, what are they hiding? And recently, they held a virtual meeting of the Board of Elections, and their chair, Michael Summers, and vice chair, Jim Shalek, was on the call. The State Board of Elections Director, Jared DeMarinis, was there as well. Victoria Jackson Stanley, she's a board member, as well as Diane Butler, a board member, were there. And it seems to me, just from listening to most of this meeting, that Butler and Shalek seem to want to clean up the process. The other three, not so much. Here is Diane Butler calling for a task force, and let's get together here and clean up these rolls from all the problems I had just mentioned.
Every time we enfranchise a non-citizen or a non-resident voter, we disenfranchise a legal citizen of the state of Maryland and their voting rights. Every time we find a voter that shouldn't be registered and it turns out that they voted, are we going to send a letter to a voter on the opposite party and explain to them that their vote was disenfranchised because we were unable to do our job and keep our rolls clean? The press would have a heyday with that one. But maybe that would light a fire under us to keep a better voter list. How many times now have we made the national news, and we did again this month, for having incorrect people on our voter rolls or double voters from other states? I'm asking for some kind of committee or some sort of group to help sort out and fix these problems.
All right, that's Diane Butler. She wants to clean it up. She's tired of the national embarrassment stories about the integrity of Maryland elections. And coming up, wait till you hear what the director of the State Board of Elections had to say about illegals voting and whether that disenfranchises legal voters or not. I was just stunned when I heard this. And this is a guy that's in charge of our election process here in the state of Maryland. No wonder we have issues. 6:13, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. The Beltway's still recovering. We had a big wreck right before 5 this morning. Outer loop in the construction area. Where else? Right before Security Boulevard and the ramp at I-70. For a while, it was backed up all the way back to 795. Most of that is gone, but some of the brake lights now are between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40, so you're not completely out of the woods, and that may stay there for a while as we're going south, but at least we are moving once again. We've been looking live here at both the harbor tunnels, and all is well. 895 is running clear. 95 is okay into the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Everybody south is good on the Parkway and 95 to the Capitol Beltway. Have not seen any early problems for the traffic through Annapolis, but again, later on, clear skies again today. Anybody south and east in about an hour or so, be prepared for the bright sunshine, and it definitely will be a factor at that point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and the weekend, mostly cloudy today, a little less windy, upper 50s overnight low. Tonight will be around 40, and then tomorrow cloudy, low 60s, rain possible Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. Right now we're 38 and clear in Annapolis, 35 in the Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news. The financial app Robinhood is launching a cash delivery service. Customers can get cash from their Robinhood accounts delivered right to the door. See, what they don't know, this is already happening in Brooksville, Florida. They call it door cash. Chuck's been doing this for years.
It wasn't supposed to be announced till tomorrow.
That's right. You got your own little app going there, don't you?
Just in time for Christmas. The elves will come and deliver your money.
And the elves are not on the shelf in the Whitaker household.
No, and if you don't have payment, then a guy named Guillermo will come by.
That's right. Jeffrey Epstein's cohort, Ghislaine Maxwell, getting special perks in jail, such as, ready for it, unlimited toilet paper. Yeah. That's the closest she'll come to getting a pardon and getting her record wiped out, I'm sure. That's not going to happen.
Probably.
The end of the government shutdown means federal employees are now returning to their job, and not an easy transition when you're going from not working at all to barely working for 8 hours with an hour for lunch and 2 15-minute breaks. You know what I'm saying? So we're back to work. Starbucks Red Cup Day Thursday, marred by a strike by Starbucks workers.
Ooh.
So instead of writing your name wrong on the paper cup, of course, they were writing picket signs most of the...
We've seen that commercial where the guy says, coffee for Jan. Jan. In January.
New study out shows that shouting at seagulls is the best way to stop them from stealing your food.
Oh.
Somebody paid for this study? Right. I mean, really. It's also the best way to keep from people setting up next to your blanket on the beach. You know, look at that crazy person. That's just nuts. All right, we lost a good one. Dave Burgess, the guitarist and band leader for the Champs, died last month, but word just began to spread yesterday. He was 90, and the 1958 song Tequila, you're just hearing now, won a Grammy the first year they were ever held. Pee-wee's Big Adventure revived the hit back in 1985.
Yep.
We got to credit a disc jockey out in Cleveland. He decided that Tequila was actually the B side of a record. He didn't like the A side, so he decided, let's go with the B side. And he decided to play it instead, and the rest, they say, is party history.
Yep.
So Tequila.
Very catchy song.
Yeah, the Champs. I think, one of the Seals and Crofts, one of them in the Champs? I have to go back and look again and see if I thought that one of them. Did play in the band.
What you were saying there, the first couple of stories. When's the last time you actually worked a 9-to-5 job?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Never. I don't think I've ever worked a... I never have worked a 9-to-5 job.
Wow.
Yeah, in my entire life.
I worked for Transit and Traffic from 67 to 79, and that was 8:30 to 4:30.
Okay. Yeah, but then you were working splits and everything. And
then went to splits and, you know... Never worked another regular job since.
My first job was in radio when I was in college. And then my first commercial job, I was working middays and then mornings, mostly mornings my entire career. The only shift I've never worked full-time was overnight. I had to do it a couple of times, but not on a full-time basis. But I've worked every other shift in radio, but I've never worked a 9-to-5 job.
Once I got into doing this, I mean, I worked, I had two jobs. I worked for the city. But I also work for the radio stations I was working for back then. So I always work morning drive. So I've been morning drive all the time, except for the afternoon drive when I was with Metro.
Yeah. Now, the barter network might be a different story, because that's pretty much a 9-to-5 job, right?
No, it's just now it's on the phone. The minions handle that.
But you only take calls between 9 and 5. That's what it is.
I don't take any calls.
That's right. You delegate everything. The minions. Voicemail. Listen to them. The minions.
I have 6 or 7 voicemails. I decide who gets called back.
That's right. Who's going to pay up?
There's got to be something in it. Don't just call up and say, what are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing?
You're the only guy I know that has a cha-ching for your phone number. For your,
it goes ring, deal, deal, deal.
That's right. All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. At 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour, you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, rather. Here is the State Board of Elections Director, Jared Demarinis, And they were talking about, you know, there's got to be this task force. We got to clean up, you know, the voters that have moved, the dead people, the duplicate voters, and the illegal aliens. And this whole concept of an illegal alien who votes illegally disenfranchises a legal vote. And that pretty much is, it's called nullification. But not according to DeMarinis.
I just want to clarify a point, too, about that people are getting disenfranchised. You know, in a sense, I have to take, you know, note of that to Board Member Butler's point there. You know, people are voting, and so therefore they're not getting disenfranchised. So I just want to make sure that, you know, that you're saying that an illegal vote disenfranchises a legal vote. That's not the case, because both people are still making their voices heard. That legal vote is still counted. It is still voted. That person's voice is heard. So they're not being disenfranchised. Disenfranchised is when you are being basically their vote. They're not getting the right to vote.
Yeah, well, they don't have the right to vote. An illegal alien does not have the right to vote, and if they do vote, either accidentally, unintentionally, or on purpose, it cancels out a legal vote. So the legal vote is then disenfranchised. This is the best they could find to head up our elections board? We'll discuss. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. They again, great reputation on interior, exterior, wiring, ceiling fans, any kind of you know, wall outlets, circuit boards, you name it, and exterior landscaping as well. But now they've added on the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning component. And right now you want to make sure that heat pump and that furnace is working at peak operating efficiency as we head into the colder nights and winter months. Make sure that it's working. It's coming on when you need it. And it's efficient, so it's not costing you more to heat your home. So call them today. Schedule an appointment. They'll come out. It's a kind of a maintenance check. They'll check all your wiring, check all your filters, and make sure that all the contacts and switches are operating the way they should be, so that you aren't paying more for heat that's already skyrocketing on a daily basis. Call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404. Tell him I told you to call, 410-876-9404, online timkylecompany.com.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
A quick update on the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Apparently my music brain is still operating. Both Jim Seals and Dash Crofts of Seals and Crofts did join the Champs after Tequila reached number one in 1958. So there you have it. Time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking live at Sandy Point, right at the Bay Bridge, and we have three lanes westbound, two eastbound, all as well. Later on, again, the bright sunshine will be a factor for the traffic eastbound. Completely clear skies again this morning. So later on, about an hour from now, that will be more of a factor for the traffic south and eastbound through the area. Beltway continues to improve. Coming down the west side, big backup earlier. Right now, you're fine from 795 and improving down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, less windy, upper 50s for the high today. Right now we're looking at clear 42 in Ocean City, 35 chilly degrees downtown Baltimore. We're talking about this elections process, and of the five that met during this Board of Elections virtual meeting, as I said, only it appeared to me Diane Butler and Jim Shalek who was the vice chair, seemed to want to be hold anything accountable. The State Board of Elections Director, Jared DeMarinis, kept on pointing to, well, you have a constitutional right to vote. And he's absolutely right about that. But he said, we have to be 100% on that. We can't be 99.9%. And here's the problem with that mindset, because illegal aliens do not have the right to vote and shouldn't vote in any federal election, which is, you know, coming up next year. We have a midterm. We have some Senate elections around the country. Presidential is coming up in 28. Now, if you want to let them in municipal elections, which I still have a problem with, that's up to the individual municipality. But the problem isn't so much that we're seeing dead voters and duplicate voters and illegal alien voters vote in mass numbers. The problem is their names remain on the rolls. And when their names remain on the rolls, it has now since become a massive problem with the mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots are mailed to their addresses. And they know that. Some of these groups out there before that remember the big steal of 3 November 2020, they went out and had mules collect these ballots. And some of them go back to the post office. We're the post office. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them when it comes to the mail-in ballot. So that's why it needs to be cleaned up. We need to stop the mail-in ballot fraud. And the only way to do that is get these people off the rolls. Kristen.
I just found this whole conversation amazing. And by the way, I wanted to tell people because I actually didn't know these were online either until recently. And I have to give credit to the Facebook group, the Maryland Voter Integrity Group, and Robin Sachs heads that, and she kind of flagged this on Facebook. And there's actually a YouTube channel called the Maryland State Board of Elections, and they're streamed. Whether or not these are all their meetings, probably not, but at least some of them. Because I think all of us know that there's all these issues, but it's so murky. We don't know who's involved. We don't know what they're doing or not doing. You know, it's by design that it's very blurry. A lot of our listeners know, and they've gotten involved in volunteering some elections. I really didn't. And to me, it's like, I know there's a problem, but I don't know who it is or what it is. And it seemed so. I think that the more that we listen and see who's saying what and what do they know and listen to their conversations was very like educational for me. But it was just amazing that the conversation went on for quite a bit. And obviously for time purposes, we couldn't air the whole thing here, but it was just, listen, they all are aware that there are problems. Mm-hmm. And they even noted that they hear from people. They're tired of hearing from the public complaining, but they won't. Well, we only have a few people. And, you know, when you have a list of millions of people, how can we possibly get it perfect? Like, there was just no interest or urgency even pretending to want to have election integrity, right, to clean up the rolls. Yeah. And then, like you said, like, they know there's illegals on there, but they're not going to do anything about it.
Well, we get that bureaucratic boondoggle defense network that starts to pop up where we've got 4.3 million voters registered in the state of Maryland. We only have 30, 40 people. But again, if there was a process, if there was as Diane Butler said, a task force, right, that was meeting on a regular basis and they had competent people. And I think Diane and Jim Shalek, the rest of them, I don't know. Obviously, I got problems with Jared DeMarinis when he says you're not disenfranchised as long as your voice is heard. You know, that's insanity, folks. That's ludicrous. No wonder we have election problems. No wonder we're being sued. Judicial Watch, and by other groups here in the state of Maryland, we're being sued because we don't run clean elections. That's it in a nutshell. We don't.
And that's the other thing. It doesn't matter then what good candidates we have, no matter how good of candidates we run. If the elections are being stolen, then it doesn't matter. So this comes first before we can clean up anything else until we clean up the elections, get better people in office, and then we can start working on all the other issues that we always talk about. This has to be number one. So I think finding out who these board members are and respectfully calling them and writing them or however we can contact them, and maybe because they did say that they're tired of hearing complaints, so maybe there can be a little more of a pressure campaign put on them. And now that Trump is in office with the DOJ and they're looking at states and they're sending letters trying to say, we want to see, I don't know, is there a chance? I mean, I know Democrats are in charge of the election board here, but if we have a Trump DOJ that's now sending letters and looking into things and they want to see if every state board of elections is doing the right, following the law, does that give us a chance that maybe they could put a little pressure?
Yeah, well, H.R. 1 was the, you know, election reform bill that that the Republicans put out, and of course it would go nowhere in the Senate right now. But if they were to eliminate the filibuster rule, then that could become the law of the land. And then what the feds pass as far as federal elections go, you know, the Constitution said states are the ones that choose the manner in which they elect officials. But again, for instance, the Constitution says that the elections are supposed to be held on Election Day. And not early voting, not, you know, five, six. You know, they were still counting ballots in Seattle until, they're still counting them today. It's just ridiculous.
It is.
So, again, but this was, I'm glad you found that because it really is a peek inside because you do have concerned people like Butler and Shalek who are sitting there. We're tired of people complaining. We're tired of being sued. We're tired of being called an embarrassment to the nation. And the other three are like the chair. That guy is like, if he was any more laid back, I would think he'd be a member of Cheech and Chong or something.
Task force. That'd be too hard to do. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. What proof do you have? Yeah. And then the Marinists out there saying, well, if an illegal alien votes and a legal voter votes, you're not being disenfranchised. Well, you absolutely are being disenfranchised because it cancels out your vote. All right. Coming up next, the Democrats try to distract from the shutdown with the Epstein files at 6:30. And time for the latest news headlines and from Maggie Hunter. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The Maryland Medical Examiner's Office has determined that the Navy midshipman found dead off campus last month took his own life. The medical examiner ruled the death of Kyle James a suicide due to hydrogen sulfide intoxication by inhalation. The midshipman second class was found dead October 10th, a day after he was reported missing. The circumstances surrounding his death are unclear. The Harford County Board of Education has voted to appeal a state ruling regarding the book Flamer. The state school board overturned a ban on the graphic novel, saying that violated Maryland's Freedom to Read Act and lacked proper community input. The book tells the story of a boy coming to terms with his sexuality, and the local board removed it in June, despite a review committee and superintendent recommendation that it stay in middle and high schools. The matter is now heading to Harford County Circuit Court. A pedestrian's dead following a Thursday evening crash in South Baltimore. Police responded to the 800 block of West Patapsco Avenue around 5:30 p.m., where they found a woman who had been struck by a vehicle. The victim suffered serious injuries, and she was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead a short time later. The driver involved in the crash remained at the scene, and the crash team is investigating. No name of the victim has been released. And Maryland Congressman Andy Harris wants the EPA to reopen the Sparrows Point Superfund consent decree to prevent the release of hazardous industrial waste. The first district rep has sent a letter to the EPA urging a review of the environmental and financial risks posed by U.S. Wind's Maryland offshore wind project and the company's plan to manufacture its turbine parts at the Baltimore County site. The state's lone Republican in Congress says the EPA must assert its authority and act to ensure proper oversight. Coming up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 208, the pick 4 was 8124. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
So far so good this morning, both the tunnels are clear with 895 now picking up just a few brake lights as you're going south into the Old Harbor Tunnel, but the lanes are open and we're under 5 minutes, really not even that right now at both the tunnels. JFX, you're clear, south of Ruxton Road Beltway with the lanes open, all the interstates coming into the Beltway, 95. 583, 795, and 70, and even coming up from I-97. No problems right now getting into the ramps at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking increasing clouds today, much less wind, with highs ending up in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling to near 40. More clouds for your Saturday with rain arriving late. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens looking to get that ground game going against the Browns this Sunday in area. Despite the outcome in Week 2, the Browns dominated. Running back Derrick Henry was asked what Baltimore can take away from the film in Game 1.
I mean, we saw it last game. I mean, they got the best of us. They're the better group last time we played them. So it's just looking at that film, seeing how we can be better, focus on it, practice, executing it throughout practice.
Ravens were held to just 45 yards on the ground on 21 attempts in that game. Henry was held to just 23 yards himself. That was his lowest output as a Baltimore Raven. Meanwhile, the Ravens defense hoping to feast on Browns rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel on Sunday. Gabriel is the 33rd ranked quarterback in the NFL, but he does protect the ball. Only two interceptions so far this year. Ravens defense, though, on a hot streak, plus 7 in their last 3 games in the takeaway category. Kyle Hamilton explains what's going on.
God works in mysterious ways, and you know, I feel like manifestation is somewhat real. When it comes to turnovers, yeah, I feel like if you think about getting turnovers, punch out the ball in practice, you're talking about it, it tends to rear its head in the game. So,
Week 11 got underway last night in the NFL with the Patriots in their new storm blue uniforms moved to an NFL best 9-2 on the season. 27-14 over the Jets. That's their 8th win in a row. Matches their longest streak since Tom Brady's final season in 2019. MLB news. Two-way Shohei Ohtani wins his 3rd consecutive unanimous MVP award and joins Barry Bonds as the only players to win the honor at least 4 times in their career. Meanwhile, Aaron Judge took home the award again in the American League, edging out Cal Raleigh in a hotly contested race. Judge 355 points to 335 for the big dumper. MLB general managers meeting in Vegas yesterday. O's head man Mike Elias revealing his top 3 priorities for the offseason. Top of the rotation ace to complement Kyle Bradish and Trevor Rogers. A back-end bullpen guy, preferably a closer. And a veteran middle-of-the-order power bat. On average, that's a cool $60 to $70 million in payroll increase for 2026 right there. We shall see what happens. Caps were on the ice last night, concluding a 4-game road trip in Sunrise, Florida. And then history was made.
Mostarinen, Etu shoots, and Marchand's got 1,000 points.
There it is. There it is.
The 102nd player in history to 1,000, and the Panthers are off the bench to mob him.
That was a call on Panthers TV. The great Brad Marchand with 1,000 points in his career, assisting on an empty netter, closing out Florida's 6-3 win over the Caps. Caps go 1-3 on the road trip, or just 2-7-1 in their past 10. The time now is 6:37. When we return, show me the money.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is a really interesting situation developing in the Orioles front office. That is a hefty shopping list for a GM whose owner claims there are no financial constraints, but yet is running it like a business. You know, he's not a Steve Cohen from New York who's just going to use leverage, debt, to pay $300 million payroll. This is a guy who wants to turn a profit and wants to run it like a business.
Yeah, but I think you don't turn a profit unless you put a winning product on the field.
And you got to get the fans back in the stands. They were 20% down last year in fan attendance. So if you're a fan...
When the Savannah Bananas outdraw your team, you got issues.
That's totally true. Here's the situation. You got a team that won 75 games. You're 20% down in attendance. You've taken away a lot of these neat season ticket packages that families liked, right? The Sunday package is gone.
Bring
it
back.
Totally rejiggered that.
Bring it back.
Okay, you've raised your prices. So, yeah, so you got to go out and get some players. Now, are they going to be able to get all those guys that they want to get? Probably not. They're not going to raise the payroll to $250 million.
All GMs do that. All managers would want that. And they give them a list. This is what I need.
Right.
And then the GMs go to work and they do the best they can.
If
but
they
you're
can
also
get,
competing against other teams, too.
If they can get 2 out of 3, I think they'll be fine.
I'd like to see the starting ace. I'd like to see that.
You got to get the ace and the power guy. You got to get the veteran back.
Those two are must-have. The closer would be nice, too. But those two, I think, have to come.
The closer may come internally, hopefully.
All right.
But it'll be interesting to see.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour. 7 o'clock. So you look at the timing of this, and this is another attempted Democrat smear job on President Trump regarding these Epstein files, which have been bandied back and forth now for quite some time. So on Wednesday morning, the Marxist Democrats on the Committee on Oversight released a tranche of correspondence from the Epstein estate claiming to, quote, strike a blow against the White House's Epstein cover-up. Folks, this is more Kabuki theater in Washington. Three unrelated emails ranging in dates from 2011 to 2019. I'm not going in to all these emails. The one I think that's most illustrative of what we're talking about here is they put out an email with the redacted victim spent hours at my house with him, meaning Trump. He's never once been mentioned, police chief, etc., says the email from Jeffrey Epstein. The redacted victim, we come to find out, is Virginia Giuffre, who's now no longer with us. And Giuffre is the one, she took her life this past April. Giuffre is the one that said President Trump acted like a gentleman when she met him. She said in her testimony under oath, President Trump didn't partake in any sex with us. Donald Trump never flirted with me. And now Epstein himself, in an email that has just come out in the Daily Mail, there was never any massage session with Trump. Yeah, they were billionaires. They were at one point social acquaintances. They weren't, you know, friends. And the fact of the matter is, when President Trump found out that Ghislaine Maxwell was pilfering women, his masseuses from Mar-a-Lago, he kicked him out. Now, he was never a member of the club, but he visited a lot at Mar-a-Lago, and he said, that's it, he's done. Get him out of here. He wanted nothing else to do ever, again, with Jeffrey Epstein. He was not part of the Epstein ring. To my knowledge, he never visited the Epstein Island. He did visit his homes in Palm Beach and New York. But was never on. But there were other presidents that were on that flight list. But this is not. This is more than just a really bad, botched attempt by the Democrats to try to smear President Trump because they got their butt kicked in the shutdown battle. So it is. It's just. And then a lot of these emails. It's just about Epstein trying to CYA. But he did write a disturbing email to himself before his suicide, basically saying that Trump never got a massage. So all of this is just. It's just window dressing. And then they're trying to resurrect this former Obama White House counsel, Catherine Rumler, who now works at Goldman Sachs, and what she said. Again, all of this, there's zero, repeat, nada, not a single piece of dirt on President Trump. And here is what the Caroline Leavitt said at the White House just the other day.
These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong. And what President Trump has always said is that he was from Palm Beach and so was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
Yeah, and then Jen Psaki puppet, and of course the Democrats and their propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, the media, MS Now, she accidentally slipped and then tried to walk it back because, you know, President Trump has successfully sued ABC and CBS. Now he's going after the Beeb as well.
In supporting what Donald Trump is doing.
You're talking about the other predators out there, in addition to Trump. I'm not saying he is. We don't know all the details about that. I just mean in addition to what we've learned about Epstein and others, there's other predators out there.
There are.
Whoops. In addition to Trump. Whoop, 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 whoop. Let me walk that back. I don't want to get sued for $1 billion. Again, put a sock in it, Jen. Go rest. You need the rest. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
David Muir and that gang last night and every night this week couldn't wait to come on and say the Epstein files is their opening story.
Nothing there.
No. There's they go 5 minutes saying nothing.
Right.
You know, and it's just keep rehashing. Let's just find this sentence. Where's his name anywhere we can say it?
Yeah. Well, they conveniently leave out Bill Clinton, who was actually on the island.
Right.
And Virginia Giuffre saying that, he was a regular participant in some of these massage sessions. That seems to get conveniently passed over.
Well, Clinton had his own little romp, as we all know.
Yes, he did.
So they don't want to keep bringing that up, so to speak. But in the meantime, the BW Parkway is still running okay right here at the Beltway on the southwest side. I just looked down at I-97. We're running okay there. We'll probably see a little bit of a buildup on I-97 at Route 32 within the next half an hour or so. And again, clear skies so far this morning, and we may be picking up some bright sunshine in the next half an hour. Some of the traffic south and eastbound through the area. And just going back and checking on the Beltway again, before 5 this morning, there was a wreck on the outer loop just before I-70, and way early in that 5 o'clock hour, we were backed up all the way back to 795, and right now we're in good shape coming down through there, including right around the ramps at I-70 and down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, less windy today, highs in the upper 50s, overnight low around 40, and again, tomorrow cloudy, highs in the low 60s, rain is possible Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning, and right now we're clear, a little bit chilly as you look through the area here this morning. Right now, 35 in Forest Hill, 35 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name. Butterball Johnson.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
Yeah. Today is National Pickle Day.
Pickles, pickles, I like pickles. I like them better than an old fudgesicle. Pickles, pickles, I like pickles. Won't you give me a pickle?
Did you date a girl named Pickles once?
Yeah.
You met her at Pickles Pub.
Did she smell like brine?
You had a brine and cheese party, didn't you? Do you have a favorite pickle?
I like the kosher dill.
I like the bread and butter. A little sweet.
I like that, too. I like that on sandwiches.
Yeah, on sandwiches, it's perfect. But good stuff. Now, Grillo's has made a pickle-scented candle, Chuck, just for you. Jeez. And a Zippo lighter to match.
Very nice.
So, if you want to smell like a pickle, you can just fire up
the candle. Put a wick in the pickle, and you just light the pickle.
Yeah, I don't think it works. You have to make the pickle into the wax, because it would pickle's wet, so the flame would just go out. Cinnabon is now selling wrapping paper that literally smells like cinnamon rolls.
Oh, well, that would be hard.
Unless, of course, your dog or cat get into it. Imagine. You know.
Driving crazy.
Cinnabon smelling, cinnabon rolls smelling cinnamon paper. I guess you get it at, let's say, a roll is $8.99. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I guess you got to get it at the Cinnabon store. It doesn't say here. Or online. I think it's online you can get it. Kikkoman just dropped a Hello Kitty soy sauce bottle. It's already going viral. That's too salty for me. I have to have the light soy sauce, or there's something called coconut amino acids, which are much better, I think.
Those teddy bear things, the coffee things from Starbucks.
Yeah, they're hard to...
They're going for $500.
People are lining up at 4 o'clock in the morning to make sure they're there when they open it up at
on
6.
eBay for $500.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You want
to? Two yesterday.
It kind of reminds me of the bear on the honey jars. You know, the little plastic honey jars.
Right.
Kind of reminds me of those. And a new study out shows that Ozempic users will spend twice as much on clothes this Black Friday because you know you've lost all this weight, now you need a new wardrobe. Right. And now you're going to have to, and that's why they wait to Black Friday to get into their clothes now.
We have two wardrobes.
Yeah, two wardrobes.
Just in case it comes back.
Yeah, well, you don't want that. But I wonder what the recurrence rate is for people don't you have to be on your entire life?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think that, I read somewhere that, you know, once you're on it, you got to stay on it. Hi, right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So what is this all about, the Epstein files? This is typical Washington Democrat kabuki theater that tried to distract from what they got tattooed in the shutdown battle. And now that the government is reopened, they barely got anything. They got the federal workers that had been laid off, reductions in force. They're guaranteed to have their jobs at least until January 30th. When we're scheduled to do this all over again, unless, of course, the filibuster is eliminated. But that's number one reason why they wanted to do this. And, of course, they wanted to get to their gin up their base for the elections and Democrat strongholds in New York City, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and in and New Jersey, and California with Prop 50. That was another big. But I think the end game here is now, because they know there's a bunch of Republicans that want everything out on the Epstein files, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Anna Paulina Luna and Thomas Massey and some others. And the Democrat that was sworn in, Grijalva, the other day, she was provided the 218th vote to release all these. Look, many of these emails and these documents have been out for like a decade. They've already been public. Many of them. Not all of them, but many of them have. Like the Virginia Giuffre stuff. So this is, I think, it's an effort to try to create friction and further and division among Trump's base in support of President Trump. We see that repeatedly. They're trying to fracture MAGA. They're trying to make sure that, again, they kill the movement. And that's what some of this other stuff is all about. So stay on point. Again, stay on the mission. Don't fall for the noise. And that's a lot of that out there. The Democrats are really, really good at doing this kind of thing because, you know, it takes your eye off the ball. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you want to comment about that, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up at the top of the hour, Border Patrol has a message for rogue activist judges in Chicago. And up next, we'll take a look at Governor Moore gave $6 million to a nonprofit, and the director did not pay his taxes. Uh-oh. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on KCN Company, Friday edition. Azra Nomani has done some investigative work. She has now found out who's funded the bloody UC Berkeley protest of TPUSA. Antifa showed up. I remember we have Governor Moore posing with an Antifa member at the Commanders Redskins game last week. But she studied the Google Doc metadata on a poster that was shared. And again, this was organized by any means necessary. It's a far left group that marched in the No Kings protests. And it is an Antifa. By any means necessary, is an Antifa organization funded. It's a, it turns out the Berkeley protesters used the cover of a 501c3 nonprofit, United for Equality Affirmative Action Legal Defense Fund, to collect their donations and charity. But much of this, their tax records are all, these are international Trotsky-like organizations promoting communism and global revolutionary Marxism. There is a civil war already underway in the United States. Many Republicans don't know about it, and I'm hoping that Pam Bondi and Cash Patel discover it very quickly and snuff it out. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
How about the Leon Spinks No-Tifa March?
Yes, the No-Tifa. That's one of the best ones. Or the Gap in My Tifa.
I got No-Tifa. Oh, I was thinking about Mike Tyson. He knocked him out, and the look on that boy's face when he got ready to get hit before Mike.
Imagine if David Letterman and Iron Mike went at it.
There's a big Michael gap Strahan. There between the two of them.
You could drive a truck through
like Strahan, too, right?
Right. They could work at Gap. The Beltway over here at Eastern Avenue all is in good shape right through there. And then the Parkville side, yep, starting to fill in now right here at Hartford Road, heading over towards Providence Road. The inner loop at Green Springs still running okay, up to speed through there. And the west side, where we had all the problems earlier this morning, is running without any big deal right now. It's a little busy south of I-70 and eventually down through Route 40, but with the lanes open, if you're south and eastbound now in the next 40 minutes or so, bright sunshine will be a factor for the mid-morning ride. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, less windy today, highs in the upper 50s, down around 40 for the low tonight, and for Saturday, cloudy, low 60s, rain possible Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. Right now, 35 and clear in Pasadena, 36 in Parkville. Spotlight on Maryland, that is an investigative arm of Fox 45, and you have Gary Collins and Patrick Huff and others part of this special investigative arm. They have looked into this nonprofit, We Are Us, and they get money from the state. In fact, Maryland state government awarded $6 million of our money, taxpayer funds, to this nonprofit, whose president, Antoine Burton, owes $200,000 in taxes. So this discovery now renews many of our concerns about these nonprofits, of which they did an audit, and I think there was out of 8,000 nonprofits in the state of Maryland receiving taxpayer money, I think it was the Baltimore Sun, if I'm not mistaken, that found out that about 600 of them had issues. They were delinquent in reporting on their taxes, didn't pay their taxes, or were late on the figures of how the money was being spent. So we're just throwing money over the side of the boat, folks. That's what we're doing. Public records detail, another example of how a government agency tapped a nonprofit with a questionable financial transparency problem to head up this taxpayer-funded program. And Antoine Burton is the president of We Our Us. Owes 176,000 federal tax liens, 32,000 in Maryland tax liens, both dating back to 2017, before Governor Taxmore was even in office. So what does he do? He awards Burton's organization $6.1 million in a contract through DJS in August, intended to, quote, engage justice-involved youth in Baltimore City. And Moore said, we know that partnership produces progress, and there's no better case study than Baltimore. Yeah, well, let's look at the case study here. $6 million awarded to We Our Us, announced 2 weeks, 2 weeks after Governor Taxmore criticized President Trump for threatening to deploy the National Guard to address public safety in Baltimore. So Patrick Huff of Spotlight of Maryland caught up with Antoine Burton, who agreed to sit down for an interview. And, well, it started off good but ended badly.
Yeah, do you have a plan to pay back that debt to the federal and state government?
Already in place, yes, sir.
Can taxpayers trust an organization with its money that's run by someone who doesn't pay their taxes?
Well, I do pay my taxes, and right now that's something that's being disputed, in which I can send you the document so you can have that. But at the same time, there's an assertive team that's in place to make sure that the funds are facilitated properly.
Yeah. Well, you look at it, and then there's Corey Barnes. He is, I guess, the chief financial officer of We Our Us. And the reason why they're not paying their taxes is he blames an ongoing audit of the nonprofit.
And so when can the public expect those two tax forms?
As soon as the audit is done, our tax accountant will file the taxes as soon as the audit is done.
Good.
And I'm expecting no later than the end of this year.
And so that's not how it's done. You talk to people that, again, professional experts on nonprofits. You file your taxes anyway, and if you need to amend them based on the results of the audit, that's what you do. It's common practice in nonprofit behavior. Now, where the interview went off the rails, apparently Burton had some marital difficulty. And his then wife, now ex-wife, former wife, claimed he had financial difficulty. that he was hiding money from her and others. So, again, he was asked about that by Patrick Huff of Spotlight on Maryland, and that's when the interview went off the rails and they shut it down and basically kicked him out of the building. But I think it just begs the question, is there, who's winding the store here? The governor doesn't care, or maybe the governor's people don't care. These are just these organizations, these nonprofits. I'm sure there are some that are wonderful, that do a great job, that do abide by the rules and do pay their taxes. Unfortunately, we don't know which ones are good, and which we do know that this nearly 600 of them are delinquent in their reporting out of the 8,000. So the vast majority may be good, but it's the bad apples, the bad hombres, as they say, that ruin it for the others. And isn't it a financially wise decision to give anybody any kind of grant that owes $200,000 in back taxes? I think not. Thanks, Governor.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Ukraine came under heavy attack early this morning as Russia launched more than 400 drones and 18 missiles.
Russia has hit the Ukrainian capital Kiev and other parts of the country with its latest massive overnight bombardment of drones and missiles. President Zelensky has said that at least four people have been killed and dozens have been wounded.
That's the BBC's Mara Alderson. Charlotte, North Carolina is next on the Trump administration's list for heightened immigration enforcement.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden says that federal officials plan to deploy U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents as early as this weekend. President Donald Trump has defended sending federal agents and the military into Democratic-run cities to combat crime and enforce his administration's deportation policies. Trump has also used this summer's failed stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte as proof that Democratic-led cities fail to protect their residents from violent crime. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Americans will be allowed to contribute more of their money to 401k and similar retirement saving plans beginning next year.
The IRS says the maximum contribution for 401k, 403b, and most 457 plans will rise to $24,500. That's up from $23,500 this year. The IRS also raised the annual contribution limits for IRAs to $7,500. Those changes aim to help retirement savers set aside more income, especially older workers who started saving later in life. Bob Agner reporting.
Officials in Gaza say Israel has returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians. They were returned after Hamas militants handed over the body of one of the last four remaining Israeli hostages. More at townhall.com.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
295 looks good right now on the parkway. Nothing major. It's busy, of course, right here at 198 coming up from Powder Mill Road through there. Southbound is still okay at Route 100. Arundel Mills down through Route 32. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. The morning backup not quite there yet, but soon on I-97 southbound at Route 32. So be prepared for that. And then the traffic on 50 is still running fine between the Bay Bridge, the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and then clear over towards Parole, picking up 50 at the ramp at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking increasing clouds today, much less wind, with highs ending up in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling to near 40. More clouds for your Saturday with rain arriving late. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Johns Hopkins University will eliminate tuition for students whose families earn less than $200,000 a year. In addition, the university says students from families earning up to $100,000 a year will have fees and living expenses covered. According to JHU President Ron Daniels, the initiative is funded by existing financial aid commitments, with more than 1,200 donors contributing $240 million in recent years. The new aid levels for undergrads will go into effect for eligible current students in the spring 2026 semester and for new incoming students in the 2026-2027 academic year. City police investigating a deadly double shooting in South Baltimore. It happened shortly before 10 o'clock Thursday night in the 1100 block of Marshall Street. When officers arrived at the scene, they found two men with gunshot wounds. Both were taken to hospitals, where one of them died. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call Baltimore Homicide Detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the costs of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it'll be a gray day in Cleveland on Sunday. Cloudy with a temperature of 43 degrees, winds up to 22 miles per hour. So, special teams, according to John Harbaugh, could play a big role at the mistake on the lake.
But it's going to be a big challenge this week. I mean, you're going to have all the conditions out there to deal with in this game. It's a tough place to kick, tough place to punt, tough place to field punts. Those are going to be things that are going to be really, really important in this game.
Well, it's a good thing Jordan Stout's having a year. The Ravens punter, 46.5-yard net average, is number one in the league. His 15 punts down inside the 20 are tied for sixth in the league. He's consistently flipped the field position this year for Baltimore. Meanwhile, the NFL's Week 11 got underway last night, the spotlight shining on a Patriot running back.
Flip it back here, turning inside, spinning his way all the way into the end zone is Henderson for the touchdown.
Al Michaels had the call on prime. Travion Henderson pile driving his way into the end zone. That was the first of three last night as the Patriots powered their way past the Jets, 27-14. New England, who the Ravens play here in Week 16, by the way, 9-2. They've got the best record in the league. They've won eight games in a row. Meanwhile, quite a scene at New York's JFK Airport yesterday. Guardians reliever Emmanuel Clase was arrested by FBI agents as he deplaned off a flight from the Dominican Republic. Clase is now in federal custody, indicted on charges related to an alleged gambling scheme on big bets made during games during the MLB season alongside his Cleveland teammate, Luis Ortiz. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland football players are circling the wagons. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
The good news is, if you're going to Hopkins and you don't make $200,000, you know, you get your tuition paid for. You make under $100,000, then you get everything else paid for. The bad news is you still get indoctrinated into Marxist ideology. So I guess it's a win-win. I guess you don't have to pay to be indoctrinated into this leftist claptrap. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. And, of course, you can text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Democrats and colleges, young voters, all embracing socialism. And a lot of it has to do with the colleges. The Maryland budget shortfall is worse than we thought. But our top story here today is rogue activist judges. Again, they are out of control. They have fought President Trump every step of the way. Most of the time, they are basically overturned by appeals courts and or the Supreme Court. We've got a couple more cases pending there. In one instance, you have a rogue activist judge in Chicago that wants to release 650 criminal illegal aliens taken off the streets, and he wants them to be released. Greg Bovino, he is the border commander, and he issued a warning to this radical Biden judge who ordered the release of hundreds of criminal illegals back out on the streets of Windy City.
I think what's important here to realize is that Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, and those allied law enforcement teams risked their lives to apprehend those 650 illegal aliens that that judge wants to release on the streets. Those illegal aliens came from a myriad of situations, whether they were criminals or individuals that were taking jobs from Americans. You name it, that's what they were doing. And I'll tell you what's going to happen is we're going to go even harder on the streets. If he releases those 650, we're going to apprehend 1,650 on the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, and you have to overwhelm them with force. That's the only way you're going to be able to do this, because federal agents were shot at by a gunman driving a black Jeep in Chicago. Other anti-ICE agitators threw bricks and paint cans of federal agents, the same people that are funding the Antifa types attacking TPUSA at Berkeley are the same organizations funding this violence. It was also reported over the weekend that the Latin Kings, one of the largest Hispanic street gangs in the world, has authorized a shoot-on-site order, a directive towards federal agents, mainly Border Patrol agents, involved in Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago. And yet it continues. Democrats in this state and elsewhere all across the country that are aiding and abetting the act of illegal immigration. They're aiding and abetting the illegals to evade ICE that are interfering with arrests, interfering with proceedings. They got blood on their hands again. Boise, Idaho, a 9-year-old girl killed at a crosswalk by an illegal alien driver in Boise, Idaho. 9 years old. Okay, it's still, even in Trump's America now, because it's being fought. These people are, again, they don't care. They don't care about the illegals. They don't care about your children getting run over in crosswalks. Caught red-handed out in California and busted by the feds is Gavin Newsom. They gave out 17,000 commercial driver's licenses to dangerous foreign-born truck drivers, many of whom could not speak English, many of whom are in the country illegally, many of them could barely drive. There are these schools that have popped up in California, and they're not really licensed. They're not recognized by the Department of Transportation. They barely get them on the road. But that's what's happening right now because of a number of reasons. One, they come here, they need work. Two, you got a lot of unscrupulous type of companies, corporations that are hiring the illegal alien truck driver over the licensed driver because they save money. And they're afraid. 17,000 illegally issued trucking licenses have now been revoked thanks to Sean Duffy over at the Department of Transportation. But again, they know this is illegal. Why aren't people being arrested? Why aren't people going to jail over this, including Mr. Gruesome. All right, 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We said about an hour ago that the sun would be a factor now. Completely clear skies. Anybody south and eastbound on the Beltway, actually any major roadway this morning now, going to have a problem with the bright sunshine. So be prepared for that, especially on the inner loop towards 83. Now the inner loop towards Bel Air Road and Hartford Road, Perrin Parkway going east. A lot of sunshine right there. The outer loop is still in the shade, so that's not the problem, but the heavy traffic is here between I-70 and Frederick Road. And then once we clear the ramp at Frederick Road, and then we go down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue, all the lanes are open, and we're clear at that point down to the ramps at I-95. JFX, you're good this morning so far from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, and we're without any major problems. We're definitely under a five-minute delay. Very good pace right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, less windy, upper 50s right now. Sunshine in 43 in Stevensville, 37 in Arnold. And it's time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, unlike Governor Moore and many Democrats here in the state of Maryland that don't seem to give a damn about foster children and what happens to them, yesterday at the White House, President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, signing an executive order. Yeah, she signed it too. It doesn't bear any weight unless he signs it, of course, but it was a ceremonial signing on the part of the First Lady, talking about the Fostering the Future initiative, where it's going to help foster children. You know, it's amazing that over 80% of foster children become homeless. People don't realize that. But it's really a massive epidemic problem in our society today. And the president signed the executive order yesterday at the White House.
I'm delighted to sign a historic executive order building on the Fostering the Future initiative to make America's foster care system better, fairer, and more effective than ever before.
Mainly what it does, it ends ridiculous woke policies that discriminate against Christian foster homes that previously was being done at the Health and Human Services. So again, this is a new new day in America where we actually want to protect children, right? We want to make sure that foster children get the homes that they need, that we're not discriminating against anybody. We're going to go and find missing children that the Biden regime knowingly allowed to go missing, and we're being sex trafficked and human trafficked and drug trafficked, whatever the case may be. And the First Lady also talked about this new initiative.
It aims to establish a comprehensive network connecting federal departments and agencies, private sectors, businesses, higher learning institutions, and charitable organizations.
You know, it says a lot about a nation when we don't take care of our children. I mean, I think it speaks volumes. When there's no concern about their education, about their well-being, about their health, about when they go missing, and obviously in the process of them being born in utero. So I think there's really just a dark stain on our country today. And a lot of it you place at the feet of a lot of Democrats and some Republicans, to be fair. So, again, I applaud the president, the First Lady, for tackling the foster care issue for children here in the country. Yesterday, TSA agents were given $10,000 checks from the Department of Homeland Security for staying on the job.
We are announcing that we are going to be handing out bonus checks of $10,000 to TSOs, to agents who work for TSA who served with exemplary service.
Yeah, and that they did. What about the air traffic controllers as well, keeping those planes flying? Even though there were thousands of delays, it's still public safety was priority number one. The BBC has apologized to President Trump for the second time, but they said they do not see any defamation claims. They don't see it. They took, remember, we played it for you the other day. They took one part of his January 6th speech and they edited it together. They spliced it together 54 minutes later in the speech. They took a piece and edited them together. So you can't say, oh, well, they just missed the sentence here. They deliberately went 54 minutes into the speech and edited it together to make it look like he was urging them to egg and incite and encourage them to fight and not go on and cheer Congress. So not only is the Beeb affected, Australia has done the same thing, and Sweden. And don't forget, they don't have First Amendment in those countries. So it's much easier to get a defamation a case done or adjudicated in those European countries than it is here. Vice President Vance, on with Sean Hannity the other night, and he talked about part of the problem in affordability here is in housing and everything else is that the millions of illegals that were allowed to pour into this country and drove wages down, ate up jobs, and also consumed housing.
We flooded the country with 30 million illegal immigrants who were taking houses that ought by right go to American citizens. And at the same time, we weren't building enough new houses to begin with, even for the population that we had.
Yeah, and that's another reason that the cost of living remains high, even though, and again, they're going to see a big pivot now by the Trump administration as they tackle the cost of living, because a lot of this was inherited by the damage that was done by the Biden regime.
I know that there are a lot of people out there, Sean, who are saying things are expensive. And we have to remember they're expensive because we inherited this terrible inflation crisis from the Biden administration.
Yeah. So that being said, they should all the illegals, every single one of them have to go. I don't care if they're felons or not. All of them have to go. We need the H-1B visas should be eliminated unless absolutely necessary for some industry, if it is based on national security. And for the 600,000 CCP students who are actually spies in our country, it should be zero. 299 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
FM 721 coming up next. You won't believe what the mayor of Chicago, who he wants to intervene in the immigration battle in his city.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
A lot of traffic, of course, on the Capitol Beltway. And just looking live at the American Legion Bridge over the Potomac, lanes are open, but it's backed up to the spur at I-270, but at least it's moving. We've had a lot of problems in that area the last several weeks. Right now, you're okay. Eventually around to the Dulles Access Road, if you're going the opposite way and towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, the lanes are open. That traffic to College Park is really fighting the bright sunshine. shine right there on the Capitol Beltway at Route 1 and around towards the ramps at Central Avenue at Route 214. BW Parkway, still okay. There's always some slowing around Powder Mill Road, 198, 197, typical ride there. And, of course, the parkway, since they built it, is only two lanes each way. A lot of traffic, but only two lanes of traffic on both sides of the parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy a little bit later on today. We've got some sunshine here early this morning, but it should cloud up. Less windy highs in the upper 50s, low tonight around 40. Right now it is a sunny start to the day, and 35 in Severn, 36 in Middle River. Brenda Johnson is the socialist, actually communist mayor of the city of Chicago. So you get Commie Mamdani in New York, okay? Financial capital of the United States. We got a communist running Chicago, one of our big cities in the country, one of our top five cities. And now you got a socialist that has been somehow through mail-in ballots. They're still counting them in Seattle there. So he's actually asking for help. Against ICE, against our federal government in his city, and here he's intervening. He wants the UN, rather, to interfere in our sovereign nation.
The federal government's immigration enforcement has been marked by violence and an assault on the dignity of all Chicagoans. I call on this council to hold the federal government of the United States to the same standards of accountability you apply elsewhere in the world. No country should be above international law. I urge the Human Rights Council to consider additional measures of accountability, including a special session to examine the worsening human rights crisis in the United States.
In the words of Clint Eastwood, go ahead, make my day. If the UN would even be so foolish, I don't think they're even going to hold a session on it, but if they were trying to do anything else, it would end badly for the United Nations. And I think in President Trump's second term here, I think we should start the conversation of booting them out. We need to have a UN eviction notice. They need to be booted out of this country. And if these global elitist, corrupt, tin horn dictators and wannabe dictators, if they want to hold service over and do it in Geneva, do it in Brussels. Do it anywhere but here in the United States. It's wasting valuable land in Turtle Bay in New York City. So get him out, and now it's time to do it. But how about this commie wanting the United Nations to intervene? And you talk about an assault on dignity. We were invaded. We were assaulted by the millions of illegal aliens that were allowed to pour into this country. And now we got to get them all out. So that shows you the commie mindset of Brandon Johnson in Chicago. As to the ongoing, I promised you this the other day, the food stamp fraud, the SNAP, that's what it is, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, which we used to call food stamps, is now called SNAP. The SNAP benefits that program has been, as is most government programs, it has been infiltrated, it has been corrupted. And here is U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, who basically talked about the problems with SNAP benefits fraud.
And 20 plus others did not, and we're suing, we're in the litigation right now. But of the 29 that complied, what we have found is staggering. 500,000 people getting benefits two times under the same name. 5,000 dead people. 80% of the able-bodied Americans, meaning they can work, they don't have small children at home, they're not taking care of an elderly parent, they can work and they choose not to work, of course, because they're getting significant benefits from the taxpayer. So this light, Laura, that has now been shined on what is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history, that we are working now. Very big announcements coming next week on this. We are cracking down. We now have a plan to fix it. And we're really, really excited about doing that for the American people.
So this has been going on for many years. I mean, I think I covered this on the radio.
Yeah, it has been going on for decades, for as long as this government program. Listen to that, 500,000, have been collecting duplicate benefits, 5,000 dead people collecting food stamps, and 80%. What does it say about our culture and our society, where 80% of the people are physically able to work and yet won't? They won't work. This is what Democrat policies do. This is what government policies do, is that they disincentivize people to be productive. We've created a lazy, sit-on-our-backside culture that is an entitlement culture now. What are you going to do for me? We've got to change things up. And by getting all these illegal aliens out, that's going to open up jobs. We're reshoring. There's going to be manufacturing plants opening in the next year and a half. There's going to be a lot of job opportunities, and not a single person that's able-bodied should get a benefit unless they are required to work for it. Period. And we should require all individuals on the SNAP program to reapply starting January 1, 2026. And I hope they're considering that. She said they were going to make some major announcements this week. I hope they do consider that, because that needs to be done. Something you should consider if you're in the market for a new appliance or maybe upgrading your kitchen is go see my good friends, either Mayor or Mayor. Yes, there are two at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. And beautiful showroom. They've got over 70 different brands there for every different kind of budget, every different kind of style and taste. You got to go see the showroom to actually appreciate it. And again, they've got a price match, and their service to the customers is second to none. That's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. It's 7:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again, for Maggie Hunter, here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Howard County Police have charged a paraeducator at Guilford Park High School in Jessup with a third-degree sex offense following a Wednesday encounter with a student off school grounds. 26-year-old William Nelson II of Elkridge met the 15-year-old boy victim through a dating app. They allegedly had sex in Nelson's vehicle. The victim reported it to school staffers, who called police. Detectives do not believe the two interacted at or outside of Guilford Park before meeting through the dating app. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly pedestrian crash in Towson. The accident happened around 4:15 Wednesday afternoon along Towson Town Boulevard when a car struck a man and his dog near Emerson Drive. 32-year-old Jordan Sachs was taken to a hospital where he died. His dog died at a nearby animal hospital. The driver of the car remained at the scene. An alleged member of the Crips gang has been arrested on assault and drug charges in Carroll County. Jason Davis was taken into custody after police claim they found cocaine and fentanyl in his vehicle during a traffic stop in Finksburg November 6th. Police have been looking for Davis in connection with an assault on Main Street in Westminster. Davis is held without bond on charges that include assault, possessing contraband in a place of confinement, and possessing drugs with intent to distribute. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris wants the EPA to reopen the Sparrows Point Superfund consent decree to prevent the release of hazardous industrial waste. The first district rep has sent a letter to the EPA urging a review of the environmental and financial risks posed by U.S. Wind's Maryland Offshore Wind Project and the company's plan to manufacture its turbine parts at the Baltimore County site. The state's lone Republican in Congress says the EPA must assert its authority and act to ensure proper oversight. Coming up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I've worn the uniform. I have stood beneath our flag, and I have fought for what it stands for. I'm Megan Terry, and I serve in the U.S. Army. At Collins Flags, that feeling of pride goes into every single stitch, because they're made right here in the USA by folks just like me. This Veterans Day, show your love for the men and women who serve. Fly a Collins American or military flag with honor. Buy yours at collinsflags.com today. That's collinsflags.com. American made, proudly waved.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes. Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money, getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly chanting your own name, Terry. You deserve it.
Woo!
Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 208, and the pick 4 was 8124. Now, with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
It's up on the Beltway in Towson. Baltimore County just dispatched out to a wreck on the inner loop, the initial report said, at Delaney Valley Road. I'm looking at the traffic here at Delaney Valley Road, and it appears to be running okay there. I've looked over towards Providence Road and through that area, and again, I have not seen anything yet. The sunshine is a factor coming over towards York Road on the inner loop, so we'll wait till the fire department arrives and see if we can sort things out. On the west side, on the Woodlawn side, report of an accident now, Windsor Mill Road. I believe the cross street was Mayfield Avenue, and we had a deer struck on the interstate I-95 northbound at Route 216 in Howard County. It looks like the vehicle involved is off to the right shoulder area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking increasing clouds today, much less wind, with highs ending up in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling to near 40. More clouds for your Saturday with rain arriving late. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Griebin Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens an 8.5-point favorite in Cleveland on Sunday, but if there's one player on the Browns' defense the Ravens need to game plan for, it's defensive lineman Myles Garrett. The perennial All-Pro leads the league in sacks and has been particularly effective in his career against the Ravens. Lamar was asked what the Ravens should do with Myles Garrett.
Objects on them as possible, you know. A guy like leading the league in sacks right now, I believe, you know, so get as much guys to block him as possible, if anything. Yeah.
And throw stuff at him, too, Lamar said. Garrett with 10 sacks and a forced fumble in 15 career games against Baltimore. Meanwhile, the NFL sending a memo to team officials yesterday to reemphasize the league's stance on what types of wagers are permitted with its sportsbook partners, specifically calling out certain prop bets, including, quote-unquote, those determinable by one person in one play. So, for instance, a quarterback's first pass attempt would be something like that, incomplete, complete, etc. And predetermined events that could be determined before a game is played. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, you should know the NFL receives $1 billion in revenue from sportsbooks through its official quote-unquote sportsbook partner agreements with DraftKings, FanDuel, and Caesars. And now comes word of another gambling scandal. 14 people, including student athletes, have been indicted in a mob-tied sports betting and illegal gambling ring in New Jersey. The Attorney General's office identified 55-year-old Joseph M. Little Joe Perna of Fairfield, New Jersey, as the head of the illegal operation. His sons, stepson, and nephews were also involved in the organized family crime ring, and they were charged with racketeering, conspiracy, gambling offenses, and money laundering. Maryland football under the microscope, specifically head coach Mike Locksley. Fans and alumni calling for his dismissal as his team is mired in a 5-game losing streak. Players, though, coming to his defense. Defensive back Luvane Scruggs at the mic, no pun intended.
We all love Coach Locks, so the whatever the chances are, whatever the media is saying, it don't bother us. It don't affect us. We're worried about winning every game.
Meanwhile, the quarterback Malik Washington is focused on other stuff as well.
To be honest, I haven't really been on social media that much, so I haven't seen too much. I hear the, you know, fans, and fans are going to be fans regardless. You know, when teams aren't doing well, like, it's expected. You know, people are going to feel some type of way about the team they're supporting. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're just, you know, playing football, trying to win the game each time.
And they're going to try to beat the Illini this Saturday, Maryland 4-5 on the season. Elsewhere, your NFL MVP for the third year in a row is two-way Shohei. American League goes to Aaron Judge, despite Cal Raleigh's 60 home runs. And finally, President Trump's granddaughter, Kai, shot a 13-over 83 on Thursday in her LPGA Tour debut in the Attica, leaving her last in the 108-player field. The high school senior bogeyed the first four holes and finished the birdie-less round with 9 bogeys and 2 double bogeys. The University of Miami recruit is playing on a sponsor exemption. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Griebin Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Griebin Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Griebin Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
FINRA SIPPING.
So Caitlin Clark is in the Annika. I'm trying to find her score.
That was a rough start for, the younger Trump.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't undergo, although she probably will, a lot of criticism there.
I saw her first tee shot. It was great.
Yeah.
But it kind of fell apart.
Dude, what's going on with this gambling stuff?
It's crazy. I'm telling you. This
everywhere.
You said the phrase, tip of the iceberg. I think it is. We're just now seeing it. And I think I'm waiting for the shoe to drop on the National Football League. I really am. I hate to say it, but I think it's in every sport. Maybe not hockey, but, who knows. we've seen it in basketball, NBA, college basketball, baseball.
And now in this ring that they were talking about in New Jersey, that includes high school athletes.
When you start paying high school athletes and you put money on the table, some people who aren't getting the NIL money, they go, where's mine? And
right.
So the mob and others are there to, on the under the table here, do this, throw this. And
did you see
some of the examples of the pitching stuff that they were doing, the balls being thrown and bouncing to the plate?
Yeah, right. Bouncing to the plate or even high and outside.
Yeah.
You know, certain locations.
These guys have incredible control.
They can do whatever they want.
Right.
You know, hitting batters if they have to or want to. But here's the thing. If it hits the NFL, if it comes out that something's going on, that's over the top now. Because the NFL is so dominant in the sports landscape. If people...
They got to be worried.
Right.
And I know they have their own security people that look into this on their own. The league does. It's very tempting for a lot of folks. Who knows?
It's sad.
All right. Very good. Gary, thanks so much. 7:39. One of the downsides of having organized betting in many of these areas. Tim is in Baltimore City. Good morning, Tim. You're on with Casey and Company.
Yes. Just wanted to say there's a lot of people out there that are getting the SNAP that are good people. I'm a severe disability person.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been able to work for 9 years. If I was able to work, I'd work 100 hours a week. Of course, I'm a conservative against illegals, et cetera, et cetera. And trying to put, give paper and paper to the city to get my SNAP. We've never gotten any more than 50 hours a month. I cannot work. I need a SNAP. Yeah, depend on it.
You get 50. You get $50 a month. That's it.
No, $50 a month, and they wanted to put me down to 24 because they weren't going to approve my wife. We've given them more papers, and now I think they're going to approve my wife.
Well, I think people like yourself
cut the Medicaid off.
Yeah, Tim, people like yourself
a lot of papers to try to get the Medicaid back so that I can get on my health care.
This is what we talk about, the social safety net. People like you that are severely disabled, who would like to work, can't work. That's what the program is designed for. That's who we should be supporting. But there are able-bodied. 80% of the SNAP recipients are able-bodied, unlike yourself, who they're taking from your benefits. They're stealing from you. And that's what we've got to change.
I agree completely.
Tim, thanks so much. And hang in there. Appreciate the call. 7:41, the big budget shortfall. Here's the problem. We now find out, here in the next several fiscal years, fiscal year 27, we're now facing a $1.5 billion shortfall. Fiscal year 28, that's going to grow to $3.2 billion. In 29, $3.5 billion. And in 2030 and 31, $4 billion. And this is a guy in Westmore, took a $5 billion surplus, wiped it out, turned it into a $3 billion deficit, then imposed the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland on us, $1.67 billion, to then create another surplus. Now that surplus has disappeared. Okay? Where's the talk? There's no discussion of that. So he's wiped out two surpluses. Unbelievable. And the question is, how's he going to fix it? How are the Democrats going to fix? They painted themselves into a corner. This upcoming 26th year is an election year. So they won't raise taxes in an election year coming off of last year. So what are they going to do? Well, we'll keep hearing rainy day fund. If they dip into that, some $800 million, it would make the deficit a more manageable $500 million. But the problem with that is your bond rating has already been downgraded from AAA to AA. And now that's going to impact your bond rating because you're not going to have enough cash on hand should there be a recession, should there be an actual emergency. So you talk about the lack of financial stewardship. This state is being mismanaged. This state is being run into the ground. I mean, the only thing I tell you, the state of Maryland just hit the Key Bridge. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabarnes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The new wreck is 795 southbound as you're coming down from Owings Mills Boulevard and towards the Beltway. Not sure if it's in the area of the bridge at McDonough Road because the camera is out there, but I'm looking at the backup now that's back to Owings Mills Boulevard. So definitely a heads up if you're coming down from Franklin Boulevard. You're going to run into the backup right there. It looks like, I'm not sure if that's a medic unit or a state highway truck coming down in the median. So check your rearview mirror there. They're coming in behind you. The other wreck, and again, we haven't seen it yet. It's out of camera range, reportedly on the interloop between Delaney Valley Road and Providence Road. I said earlier we were just beginning to slow, and now it's going to back up beyond the ramps at York Road. Probably will go back to the ramps at I-83. And again, a reminder, just if you're traveling south and eastbound this morning, very bright sunshine affecting that ride. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check everything in your car, your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses. Get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic on the threes, traffic and weather on the threes, I beg your pardon, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your pardon accepted. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Very, very good. One of the governors on working is right now on your pardon in the state of Florida.
No. Doing the job.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Mostly cloudy, less windy today, upper 50s, and kind of a chilly start. Sunny, 35 in Glen Burnie, 37 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And no Maggie today, so we've got Kristen and Chuck and Lori in Upper Co. We've got some WCBM keychains and pens. Lori, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, or last?
Last.
All right. Parental discretion is advised for the upcoming segment in case there are young ears in the car or at home, whatever. So they may or may not want to hear this. Probably not.
I don't think I want to hear
this. Yeah, you may not want to hear it. Exactly. Story number one, Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert has introduced a bill that would finally make trans individuals prove that they have successfully transitioned, and they would have to prove in court that their genitals have completed the transition.
Oh, my.
Boebert has said that some trans individuals take years of hormone therapy but never change their genitalia, therefore they could not be considered trans. This would require them to prove they've had the surgery. Story two, Adolf Hitler most likely suffered from a rare genetic condition called Kallmann syndrome. Researchers and documentary makers said Thursday following the DNA testing of the Nazi dictator's blood, according to the Cleveland Clinic, the syndrome can disrupt the process that drives puberty and manifest its symptoms that include undescended testicles and a micropenis.
Whoa.
Story three.
No wonder he walks like that.
Listen to Lori. Whoa.
Octoon bite here. Bust his clothes.
Yeah. It'll be a slow night in Upper Cold, that's for sure.
Well, cold, too.
Story three. A Japanese woman has married an AI chatbot that she trained on OpenAI's ChatGPT. Her name is Kano. She married the chatbot in a ceremony organized by the Okayama-based company that specializes in weddings with 2D fictional figures. The virtual wedding ceremony is not legally recognized in Japan. All right, story one. Lauren Boebert introduces a bill to make trans prove in court they've had the gender transformation surgery. Story two. Hitler suffered from a rare syndrome leading to smaller genitalia. And story three, a Japanese woman marries an AI personal chatbot that she created. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker first.
You would.
Well, let me just say this. If they put that on pay-per-view, they could make some money.
Which
dropping your trowel.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that one, you know, that could lower the deficit.
Or create one.
Yeah, well, either way, somebody's going to watch. That and public hangings, they got to have that type of show. I'll go one.
All right, Chuck goes for one. Kristen?
This is a hard one. I think I do give credit to the Japanese woman. She's finally figured out how to train a husband, get exactly what you want. But anyway.
How do you know it's a he?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. I guess I don't know, but I guess
it could be.
She
says, don't go near there.
But I'm sure she said that, and I'm sure those scientists looking at Hitler's DNA could say that. Whether or not he really had it, we don't know. I think I'm also going to go with number one.
Another vote for one, and Lori?
I'm going to say one.
All right, Lori goes for one as well. Nobody votes for the Japanese woman marrying the chat bot. Yeah, that is a true story. The chat, the AI was groomed as Loon Klaus. Don't know the gender of Loon.
I think my wife married a Loon.
Yes, she did. Absolute. She married Loon Close, distant cousin.
Loon Johnson.
Story two, Hitler's... Hitler's bunker problem. That's a true story. And story one, that's our fake news story of the day. Everybody is a winner today. Congratulations. Three in a row after that slump. Way to go, Chuck. Glad to see you're back in the game again.
Yes.
What did you think of Kai's first round yesterday?
Well, she was nervous. I mean, she is 17 years old.
Right.
She shot 83. I mean, that's not bad.
Well, it's not good either.
Well, come on now.
Would you shoot recently, 78?
76.
76, okay. So a 17-year-old girl could not beat your 76.
Who plays high school golf.
Yeah. She's going to go.
She's been playing for several years.
Right. She's going to be a good one, I think. Yeah.
She's got a nice swing.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Kai Trump has a very cool YouTube page, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes, you know, it's her life and her golfing and all that and her friends, but it's also, like, there's very cool snippets behind the scenes with her grandfather in the White House.
I like her personality.
I think she's very well-grounded.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I've played that golf course, and it's not easy.
Okay.
Greens are
What have you shot at that golf course?
81 the last time I played it.
All right. So then Kai didn't do too bad then, based on your experience.
No, I'm not a professional. I'm a professional something, brother.
Flag it.
You know, I really have to watch what I say around you.
Yes,
that's the problem. You're such a pain in the ass. There's no doubt about it.
You really do.
You're like these people like David Muir always give this way to jump on Trump. Jump on Chuck. I'm not a professional. Flag it. Flag this.
Oh.
I got to go back to work. I ain't got time for
you. You got your MAGA hat on. Make American Golf Great Again.
That's right.
Very good, Chuck. See you in a couple. Don't forget, Best Casey and Company. You can check it out each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Fox 45 News, the watchdog of local government.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
We challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
So what is the plan for more long-term solutions heading into this next session?
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News, investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
This is Baltimore's longest-running morning talk show host, my buddy Sean Casey and Casey and Company. It's happening each weekday morning at 6. It's all happening right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that. 753 traffic weather on the threes. And it is time once again to look and see what's happening in Friday morning rush hour. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. 76 himself, Loon Johnson.
That's it. Ed Hale, if you're listening, there's another one you add to the list. He wanted to know how many Johnson names I had. I said, well, it's over 100, so there's another one. Inner loop of the Beltway still slow right here at Delaney Valley Road. The accident apparently is just past Delaney Valley Road. I can see the traffic over at Providence Road. They're moving a lot better. So we're getting traffic by. The outer loop is also looking at it as you're coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard and through that area. We've had backing on the southbound side of 795, and that's still slow. The wreck was between 795 and Owings Mills Boulevard and down closer to the Beltway. The camera on the bridge at McDonough Road is out, but this is a solid backup now. Just going to change the camera and see if it's back. Yeah, it's even back as far as Franklin Boulevard, so right now 15 to 20 minute delays through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, less windy, upper 50s today. Lows tonight near 40. It's sunny, 37 in Glen Burnie, 37 in Middle River. I just want to share with you when folks are struggling with their food based on it might take a little while to get their SNAP benefits, or there are people that are hungry, going hungry every day. There's a food drive going on today through Monday. Carroll Indoor Sports Center, 515 Old Westminster Pike in Westminster. They're looking for non-perishable food items, especially in the canned goods, mainly canned meats and soups, things of that nature. Peanut butter and jelly and cereal are a big ask right now as well. So if you live in that area or you're going to be in that area anytime soon, that's today through Monday, Carroll Indoor Sports Center Food Drive, 515 Old Westminster Pike in Westminster. I did see that Carroll County Drug Task Force, kudos to them, they took one of the Crips gang members off the streets, a guy by the name of J-Rock. He was arrested on 140 at Route 91 in Finksburg. And they found cocaine and 48 fentanyl capsules in his vehicle during that Route 140 traffic stop. So again, got to get that fentanyl off the streets. So we're talking here about what are you going to do with this budget? And it's amazing to me, it's mind-boggling that you have a guy that wants to be president one day. He can't get his act together. He can't get his own state together. And the fact is that he, and again, if he really should start to distance himself from these progressive kooks, because he's going to be painted as one if he isn't already. And it is just, you know, threw a $5 billion surplus, created a $3 billion deficit, then hit us with a massive tax increase, creates a $3.3 billion surplus. That is gone now. And he's blaming Trump. I got to tell you, that is typical of the Democrats. The problem with the budget, plain and simple, is the blueprint for the future. That's it. That's number one, along with the red line to nowhere and the other issues. Here is a quote from Delegate Jeff Grist. He is a Republican of the Upper Shore. He's on the House Appropriations Committee. We'll talk with Delegate Mangione about this in about 45 minutes or so. Quote, I think the bottom line here is Marylanders have nothing left to give. The Democrat supermajority continues to take, with historic increases in taxes and fees and an insatiable appetite for spending. Meanwhile, the government continues to grow, so the problem only gets worse. As massive as a $1.4 billion deficit is, the long-term projections to pay for the blueprint in the coming years are staggering. And we knew this in 2020 when the blueprint bill passed. The truth is, no matter who was in the White House, it was always going to be this way. End of quote. They knew. They did not have a funding mechanism for it. and they try to pass it off on the states. The counties and the cities, and they can't account for it either. They're getting hammered just like everybody else. So the only thing they have left right now, they're going to have deep cuts. And I just have a tough time thinking any Democrat supermajority is going to actually cut government. But that's what they're going to have to do. There are going to be cuts. And I think the only thing left is the rainy day fund, which is now going to torch our bond rating even worse. And then what happens if there isn't a true emergency? Oh, if there is, I don't think there'll be a recession with Trump. And maybe that's what they're banking on. We'll raid the rainy day fund, knowing that Trump's economy will be good. But at the end of the day, you just never know. This is financial malpractice of the state of Maryland. And it's got to change. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. And this holiday season, Vinny is going above and beyond with his Home for the Holidays initiative, touching hearts across Maryland and lower Pennsylvania. He's waiving his entire commission to help one deserving family buy or sell a home, ensuring that they're cozied up in their new space just in time for the magic of the season, gathering around the tree, sharing laughter, having great holiday meals, opening presents, etc., building those forever memories and amid the tough times is a genuine life-changing gift that restores hope and brings families together when they need it the most. So if you know someone who is struggling, a family facing hardship, a veteran in need, or anyone deserving of this miracle, nominate them now. Be part of the joy. But hurry, the clock is ticking. The final day to nominate is today. Okay, head over to homewithvinny.com right away. That's homewithvinny.com and nominate your special someone. Let's rally together and create a holiday miracle that changes lives forever. We'll talk about this with Vinny coming up in the next hour. But today is it. Today's the final day for your nomination. Stick with us. The redistricting battle continues here in Maryland, and we'll talk with Delegate Nino Maggioni on the House next hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russia bombarded Ukraine's capital city overnight with more than 400 drones and 18 missiles. President Zelensky says the attack left at least four people dead, wounded dozens of others, and caused significant damage. Here's the BBC's James Lansdale reporting from Kiev.
A lot of fires have been put out overnight because, of course, it's not just the direct hits from the drones that causes the damage. It's also the debris from when they're destroyed in the skies.
The Pentagon's most advanced aircraft carrier is expected to reach the waters off Venezuela in the coming days. The USS Gerald R. Ford is being deployed after the Trump administration said that the U.S. is in an armed conflict with drug cartels. The Justice Department has sued to block California's new congressional map.
On November 4th, California voters approved redrawn congressional boundaries that could give Democrats a shot at gaining five U.S. House seats. About a week and a half later, though, the Justice Department's filed a lawsuit challenging the new map, joining a case brought by the California Republican Party. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom pushed hard for the new boundaries, saying it would counter a Republican-led effort in Texas backed by President Trump. Two other Republican-led states, Missouri and North Carolina, have also redrawn their maps to boost GOP chances. But California's redistricting is the first and so far only effort being challenged by the Justice Department. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 218 House lawmakers have signed a petition to allow a vote on releasing files from the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. During last year's presidential campaign, Donald Trump promised a release of those files, but now his administration is opposed after a recent batch of unflattering Epstein emails. More at townhall.com.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds. Apply in minutes and get same-day coverage, no medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
795 is still backed up. If you're coming down from Franklin Boulevard and wondering what's going on, there's a wreck between Owings Mills Boulevard and the Beltway. And the last report we had said the road blockage was in the left-hand lane. Pretty solid backup right now. I'm not so sure you want to go over to 140, but that would be the option, of course, as the detour route on 140 coming down to the Beltway. It looks like the wreck may have cleared the roadway from the inner loop after Delaney Valley Road. It's gotten a little better for the traffic heading over towards Providence Road, but the backup earlier started, and I said it was going to go back eventually towards 83, and it is backed up. The tail end of that backup is at 83, and then you have the bright sunshine, but definitely a better pace now after leaving Delaney Valley Road on the inner loop heading over towards Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking increasing clouds today, much less wind with highs ending up in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling to near 40. More clouds for your Saturday with rain arriving late. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a deadly double shooting in South Baltimore. It happened shortly before 10 Thursday night in the 1100 block of Marshall Street. When officers arrived at the scene, they found two men with gunshot wounds. Both were taken to hospitals where one of them died. Anyone with information is asked to call Metro Crime Stoppers. A pedestrian is dead following a Thursday evening crash in South Baltimore. Police responded to the 800 block of West Patapsco Avenue around 5:30 p.m., where they found a woman who had been struck by a vehicle. The victim suffered serious injuries. She was taken to a hospital where she died a short time later. The driver involved in the crash remained at the scene. And some inmates at the Maryland Correctional Institute in Hagerstown are busy processing turkeys that will be donated to nonprofits and those in need over the holidays. The MCI Meat Cutting Apprenticeship Program helps in the rehab of inmates by developing workforce skills that can reduce the chance of returning to prison. Over the past 20 years, the program has donated more than 20,000 turkeys. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. A well-known tactic of the opposition has always been to divide and conquer. There are many ways to do this, young against old, male versus female, black fighting white. None of this divisiveness is necessary as we are all human beings facing similar issues. Because of sin, our lot in life consists of hard work, sickness, and death. No one has been able to avoid that, no matter your age, gender, or skin color. We all belong to the same race, the human race. But because the enemy has chosen to pit people against each other based on their color, the only hue that matters to God is the color red, as in the blood of Jesus. No matter how bad things on earth may seem to you today, this is child's play compared to an eternity in hell. And the only way you can avoid that fate is to have the red blood of Jesus covering your sins. Because God is no respecter of persons, there will be black and white people in heaven, saved by the blood. Maybe it's time to get past our earthly differences and look at the big picture. This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It'll be the Ravens and the Browns from Cleveland this Sunday. Game time is 4:25 p.m., with the Ravens looking to continue its march in the AFC North. Results against the Browns have been mixed for Lamar during his career.
I mean, it's in a divisional opponent. You know, we see them twice a year, so sometimes you win, sometimes you lose some, but it's part of football, I guess.
While Browns linebacker Carson Schwesinger says it's not easy facing the Baltimore offense with Lamar.
You can see when he's out there, they're one of the top offenses. When he wasn't, they were, you know, in the bottom half. So obviously he's very dynamic, and they're able to win games with him. And, you know, he adds a lot of versatility to what they can do.
Meanwhile, the Ravens have had trouble running the ball against the Browns. Derrick Henry explains why.
And they're a disruptive front. They're really good defense. They play well. They do a lot of different stunts. Do the stunts well. You got Myles Garrett. Then they're just a solid group overall.
And Browns quarterback Dylan Gabriel says the only way to attack the Ravens' defense is with balance.
You know, whatever's necessary. It could be a outside receiver day. It could be a tight end day. It could be a running day. And I think the more versatile you are and finding ways to win, the better your team is.
Marlon Humphrey has already been ruled out by Baltimore. Rashad Bateman is unlikely to play. Weather conditions, it'll be 43 degrees and cloudy, winds of up to 22 miles per hour. Last night in the NFL, the Patriots moved to 9-2, winning their eighth straight, 27-14 over the Jets. Shohei wins his fourth MVP, two in the AL, and now second in the NL. And Aaron Judge edges Cal Raleigh for the American League Award. And finally, Golden State Warriors superstar Steph Curry is entering sneaker free agency, cutting his longstanding relationship with Baltimore-based Under Armour. The Curry brand, as his sneaker is known, will move forward independently after the shoe's release in 2026. Curry left Nike for Under Armour in 2013. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mark Andrews on the cusp of the Ravens' Triple Crown. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, sex traffickers have been busted in Baltimore County. Two young minors. And we also we'll go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. Talk about our budget issues and many other problems at 8:37. But our top story here today is the Maryland redistricting battle rages on. Recently, this is all about Governor Taxmore's presidential dreams. I would say ambitions, but I don't even think he's that ambitious. I mean, I think he's daydreaming that somehow he's going to be sitting in the Oval Office one day, and this is what's driving this. And the fact is that he's being questioned, even somewhat incredulously, by some members of the Democrat propaganda wing of the party, the state-run drive-by media. Here he is with Margaret Brennan on Deface the Nation.
How do you make sure it doesn't backfire? Do you accept a map that gives you more Republican districts? You're not going to do that.
I think fighting for democracy is never risky. I think that's our job as leaders and elected officials.
So
and
you're not committing to going with the outcome of what this commission provides to you?
No, I think the commission, what I want is for the commission to do their work and the commission to do their job. My job is not to draw the maps. And frankly, it's the state legislature's job to decide to vote on it. That is not my responsibility. My job is to make sure that I'm protecting the democratic process. And the Senate President and I, we agree on the crisis that Donald Trump has put us in. He agrees on the fact that we have watched an administration that's using the Constitution like it's a suggestion box. But what I'm simply, and where we differ, is the urgency that this moment requires, the fight that this moment requires, and I personally am someone who is not going to allow Donald Trump to determine whether or not Maryland follows this idea of saying, are we going to do everything we can to make sure we're preserving our democracy?
You can do whatever you want, but at the end of the day, you run the risk of putting more seats in the hands of Republicans. Based on the last time they tried to do this, it was called extreme partisan gerrymandering, and they got smacked down. I mean, it's pretty blatant what's going on here, but he still is holding out for this fair map argument.
You are looking at midterm redistricting in your state as well. Of eight districts, you only have one Republican. Do you really think Maryland is drawn in an unfair way right now?
I think that the reason that I ordered the Governor's Redistricting Advisory Commission is because I want to make sure that we can have a bipartisan group being able to look at the maps in the state of Maryland. This is something that happens every single...
You don't think these maps are fair now?
This is something that happens every single decade. And if other states are going to have this process and go through this journey of identifying whether or not they have fair maps in a mid-decade cycle, then so should Maryland. I'm just not sure why we should be playing by a different set of rules than Texas or than Florida or than Ohio.
Because you say those states are being unfair. So why adopt unfair policies in your state?
This is just simply about making sure that we can have fair and representative maps and we can go through our process. It's the reason that I put together this commission where my job is not to draw the maps. Mm-hmm. That what we've just simply said is I want this bipartisan commission to be able to actually speak with the people and to be able to go through their process and just simply say that if other states are going to go through this process, that we're not just going to sit on our hands because Donald Trump tells us to. That's not the way this process is going to work.
I just don't know what world you're living in when you think that 7-1 is a fair map. Lines that are drawn based on identity politics, lines that are drawn on race, lines that are drawn to punish Republicans. There's nothing fair about the current map, and unless, of course, this commission comes in and restores Republican seats, there's not going to be anything fair about that either. We did hear from one of the members of that commission. We'll share what he had to say and some Republican reaction in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a broken down vehicle coming out of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So far, there's nobody behind it, and he's kind of straddling the right lane of the left tube. So right now, there's no police car behind it. They're kind of getting a little bit close, and I've seen a couple of tractor trailers go by this vehicle, and they didn't leave a lot of room to get by. So that's going to be a problem once the police arrive. Again, southbound left tube, right lane, Fort McHenry Tunnel. Backup is easing a little bit now on 795 southbound. Just in the last 15 minutes, the pace has improved, at least after Owings Mills Boulevard. And that more than likely indicates whatever lane blockage was there. That may now be clear, and it's even a little better. Let me look back here at Franklin Boulevard really quickly. Yeah, it's even much better here at Franklin Boulevard. Now it was backed up all the way back to there. So we're making progress, still slow. And then the interloop through Towson was a little bit slow. That earlier wreck after Delaney Valley Road has cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, less windy today, upper 50s, lows tonight near 40. Right now we're at 40 in Parkville and 40 in Arnold under sunny skies. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time once again to recognize America's upcoming 250 birthday celebration. America's 250th birthday celebration is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. It was on this day in 1832, the first horse-drawn streetcar made its appearance in New York City. And no, Chuck Whitaker was not following it with a shovel. 1910, pilot Eugene Burton Eli successfully completed the first shipboard takeoff, paving the way towards the development of the modern aircraft carrier as part of our modern naval fleet. You always wonder about the first guy that did something. Imagine you're on a plane on a ship, and it must have been a short takeoff because they didn't have the carriers that they did that we do now, that's for sure. 1969, Apollo 12 launching from Kennedy Space Center, carrying NASA's second mission to the moon. We saw yesterday Blue Origin launching from Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy now. And it's going to take about, 2027 until their rocket gets to Mars. That's the that's not SpaceX, that's Elon Musk. This is the Jeff Bezos one. 1986, the White House acknowledged the CIA's role in secretly shipping weapons to Iran. That was the Iran-Contra scandal during the Reagan administration with Oliver North, Vaughn Hall, and the rest, as they say, is history. And that's our America 250 birthday update, and brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Yeah, so we're talking about the redistricting battle, and the Republican member of the commission, he is Cumberland Mayor Ray Morris. He gave an interview to Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost. He says, I'm all in here. I'm trying to figure out what the problem is. He asked Angela Alsobrooks, why we're here. And honestly, he says, I don't think she really completely answered the question. I think if my memory serves me correctly, she said we're going to reach out to the people. Well, to me, that's almost saying we don't really know if we have a problem or not, but we're going to ask you if we do. Morris noted that he was elected in a nonpartisan election. He did attend two fundraisers at the Maryland Association of Counties conference this summer. So he did that to have access to the governor and to for his constituents. There's another meeting scheduled for this afternoon, and that will be held virtually. But Morris went on to say, I hope that in the future meetings that there will be some data, there will be some compelling reason as to why the governor believes at this point we need to consider doing another redistricting. And he says, I look at it, and about the special session, he says, it looks like you're going to have to. We're rushing this to the point we're going to have to bring everybody back to have a special session to determine it. Quite frankly, I think the state has bigger issues internally with what's going on with our finances. And, of course, that sounds like common sense, and we'll see what but he still is going to be outvoted on that commission, folks. So keep that in mind. Once again, Vinny Steele is with us here, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. The weekend is here.
Yeah.
And typically this time, look, I look at the market conditions right now, watching the market go up and down, watching interest rates still somewhat in flux. But so let's take a look at the market out there right now. Hard to believe that Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Are you seeing any slowdown in the market right now?
You know, Sean, typically this time of year, the market does begin to slow, but we just had a recent bump in mortgage applications up 31% year over year, which is exactly what we experienced last year during this time when rates had dropped back in August or September of 24. So it takes a few months for the word to get out to the buyers that the rates have dropped from their highs back earlier this year in the summer.
Yeah, and I did see rates recently down in the low sixes.
Yeah, yep. Nationally, we're hovering right around 6.25%. Here locally, we're pricing loans at 5.99% for conventional, 5.25% for FHA. So we've got a lot of buyers locking in their rates just in case the rates rise again in January.
So what does that mean for home sellers, Vinny? Is there going to be a boom before the end of the year?
You know, we're still seeing consistent demand for some of our home sellers. We're even looking at multiple offers, but we've got a lot of bargain buyers out there that have been watching the inventory over the last couple of months. and now they're putting in offers, trying to get a deal. You know, they have this this Black Friday mentality when looking for a home.
Yeah, so sellers have to be careful who they hire to sell their home right now, because they could end up getting a whole lot less than they're anticipating.
Yes, I agree. So anybody can promise you the highest price, but we actually put it in writing up front in clear, plain language, so you know from day one that your price will be guaranteed. And if we can't get that price from one of our buyers in waiting, we'll pay you the difference. So no more guessing or wondering if your home is going to sell for your price. We will guarantee to sell your home for at least 100% of your price, or we'll pay you the difference. No gimmicks, just the price that you want. So if you're concerned about the shifting market, want to protect your equity, call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, or visit vinnysteo.com.
And today is the last day that folks can nominate for your special miracle that you're running here, right?
That's right. That's right, Sean. Yeah, so if you know of a family in need, we are completely waiving our commission. So if somebody's looking to buy or sell and they are a family in need, you can absolutely nominate them, and we're going to be choosing our family that's going to receive our services without any commission very soon. I think it's like the early next week. We're evaluating all the entries. Yeah, so if you've got somebody, yeah, reach out to our office and nominate your person.
Or go to homewithvinny.com. That's homewithvinny.com. Vinny, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean. We'll see
you. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. 823 traffic, weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Broken down vehicle is cleared from the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The folks came and rescued him, got him out and down by the ramp at Key Highway. So that's back on the move once again. Still some slowing on the Beltway, Parkville side through Green Spring. The Towson side of the Beltway improved from an earlier accident. Now the west side is looking at what appears to be a broken down vehicle. It's a truck on the right side. It's kind of crowding the right lane just south of the bridge at I-70. There is room to get around it, but they're kind of looking at it just a bit. So it's a little bit slow right through there. And then the interloop coming up from Route 40 and from Frederick Road, Edmondson Avenue, is kind of chugging along in that construction area, eventually working its way up through the ramps at I-70 and then moving north of that area up towards Liberty Road. Yeah, once you clear I-70 on the interloop, you're okay, but it's a little bit slow. They're looking at that truck on the outer loop on the right side, just south of I-70. Real quick change, if we have 1 second here. Let me look, see what we look like.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. I'll take all the time I need. Thank you so much.
You are a professional.
The southbound side of 795 completely clear now. The accident down by the Beltway is gone. Thank you. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off kind of a partly cloudy morning and less windy, highs in the upper 50s, and overnight low around 40 tomorrow, cloudy, low 60s, rain possible Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. And right now we're looking at, 40 degrees in Glen Burnie, and it is 40 in Bel Air. We're talking about the redistricting battle. There's no doubt that this is being done to wipe out Andy Harris's seat. Delegate Jason Buckle says they're prepared for litigation.
There will be litigation. There will be lawsuits. They will be filed timely.
State Senator Steve Hershey, who's contemplating his own possibility of exploring a run for governor, says that, Moore is bending the knee to national Democrat leadership.
Governor Moore loves to say that he bows down to no one, referring to President Trump. Yet he has no problem taking his redistricting marching orders from Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer.
And the Maryland GOP is basically telling Governor Tax Moore to de-escalate this tension in this redistricting war, but I wouldn't count on it, especially when he gives answers like this to Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 over taking a 7-1 map, which is not fair, and making it even more unfair at 8-0.
What do you say to them who are concerned that if this does go forward, they would be completely cut out of the representation in Congress, when right now there's 30% of registered voters are Republicans in Maryland?
Well, I don't think that's the case. The point of this is not disenfranchising people. The point is enfranchising people.
So would you be okay if the map ended up being 5-3?
I just want to make sure that Maryland has fair maps.
Yeah, well, they're not fair now. So, again, if you're going to ensure that they're fair, that means you'd be going in the other direction. That you find a different way to draw the maps, and you wouldn't do it based on race, you wouldn't do it based on identity politics, you wouldn't do it to favor one party or the other, you would do it neutral, right down the middle, to balance out the populations as equal as possible. As I said, there's a retired guy, I told McKenzie this yesterday, a guy sent me a map, I was really impressed with it, it was the best thing I've seen so far. Hopefully he submitted, or will submit it today, during the virtual meeting. Governor Lockdown Larry has weighed in on the shutdown and the redistricting battle and so on and so forth. He was praising Democrats that crossed over and helped to vote to end the shutdown. Quote, they had courage to reach across the aisle and end the stalemate in a bipartisan, common sense way. He said courage was missing in Maryland. We're taking a shot at Democrat congressional delegation and also Governor Moore that contributed to the record-long government shutdown. He said, our state is watching. It's time for our elected officials to get off cable news and to do their jobs, end of quote. Well, isn't it rich that Governor Lockdown Larry is talking about courage when he didn't have the courage to do the right thing during COVID? I mean, he could have been a leader. He could have stood up like Ron DeSantis in Florida, like Kristi Noem did in South Dakota. But he didn't have that courage. He was lacking in courage. And
What? No cable news? Lockdown Larry, who was booked every Sunday during Trump's term, going on to bash him on at least one of the shows, multiple ones? Okay.
I did that dry out. I did that to get you. It did trigger you. Triggered most of us when we heard that. Seriously, do us a favor. Do not get in this race. We need real change here in Maryland. Not the same old that we would get from a Lockdown Larry campaign again. Coming up next, we'll go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Let me remind you that, look, in a lot of these cases, serious vehicle accidents or personal injury cases, again, you need to have a law firm that is going to put your recovery as number one. And that's what they do at the law firm of Michael A. Friedman. Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and Michael himself and Marcia, the big boss, and the other secretaries and associate attorneys and paralegals, et cetera. And they do take care of everything that you could think of in one fell swoop, from soup to nuts. And so that's why they have been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland repeatedly over the years. And they'll do the same thing for you. They've done it for my family, members of my immediate family, extended family, the WCBM family. So remember, hopefully you never need them, but they're there in case you do. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. It is 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. And for Maggie, here's Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly pedestrian crash in Towson. The accident happened around 4:15 Wednesday afternoon along Towsontown Boulevard when a car struck a man and his dog near Emerson Drive. 32-year-old Jordan Sachs was taken to a hospital where he died. His dog died at a nearby animal hospital. The driver of the car remained at the scene. An alleged member of the Crips gang has been arrested on assault and drug charges in Carroll County. Jason Davis was taken into custody after police claimed they found cocaine and fentanyl in his vehicle during a traffic stop in Finksburg November 6th. Police have been looking for Davis in connection with an assault on Main Street in Westminster. Davis is held without bond. Howard County police have charged a para-educator at Guilford Park High School in Jessup with a third-degree sex offense following a Wednesday encounter with a student off school grounds. 26-year-old William Nelson II of Elkridge met the 15-year-old boy victim through a dating app. They allegedly had sex in Nelson's vehicle. The victim reported it to school staffers who called police. Detectives do not believe the two interacted at or outside of Guilford Park before meeting through the dating app. And Maryland State Police say two men have been arrested for the alleged sex trafficking of minors. 32-year-old Dion Phillip of New York and 57-year-old 18-year-old Antoine Miles are charged with sex trafficking of a minor and other related offenses. An investigation began in September when police and the FBI saw a young girl being advertised online for sex acts. The girl was found at a Towson hotel and identified as a critically missing juvenile. Philip is held without bond at Baltimore County Detention Center, while Miles is in custody in Minnesota awaiting extradition to Maryland. Investigators believe there are more victims. Coming up next, there's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president and owner of Crestlock.com. We have a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see working systems before you purchase. Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway. Crestlock.com is your one-stop for access control, security cameras, alarm systems, and or locksmith service. I invite you to visit Crestlock.com or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to schedule to see Crestlock.com's mobile showroom at your site.
Hi, I'm Mary Lynn at Wild Birds Unlimited, where we have everything you need for everyone and all the birds on your holiday gift list. We have bird food, feeders, pole systems, and bird baths. We celebrate local as we welcome artists, craftspeople, authors, and more each weekend in November and December. We've got Maryland-themed gifts, bird-friendly coffee, fair trade holiday decor, and unique one-of-a-kind handmade items. Come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 208 and the pick 4 was 8124. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Slowing on the Beltway coming down the west side, still in that area from Liberty Road down through Route 40. And even on the inner loop, it's a little bit slow coming up from Frederick Road through Route 40 towards I-70. It gets better as you get up towards Liberty Road, but it's slow on both sides right through there. A little slow yet through Pikesville towards Greenspring, the JFX, and the Parkville side is still slow. The inner loop still had a speed reduction coming through Delaney Valley Road and over to Providence Road. By the way, on the outer loop just south of I-70, that broken down truck is still kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. You'll see it off to the right side. If you're coming through Sykesville, there is a new report of an accident Route 32 at the intersection at River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking increasing clouds today, much less wind, with highs ending up in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows falling to near 40. More clouds for your Saturday with rain arriving late. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A Raven to watch on Sunday is tight end Mark Andrews, on the verge of accomplishing the Ravens' triple crown for receivers, that is, most catches, yards, and touchdowns.
Continue to do my job, you know, not looking really too much into that, but, you know, focusing on this game, executing at the highest level, and continue to grow from week to week, and we're excited about the challenge this week.
The 8-year veteran already owns the touchdown record with 56. He's 7 catches and 4 yards away from the other two. Maryland football this weekend is in Champaign, Illinois, taking on the Fighting Illini amid a chorus of discontent back home. Fans and alumni calling for head coach Mike Loxley to step aside, unhappy with the direction of the program after dropping 5 games in a row. Loxley, a terse exchange with a reporter earlier this week.
Hey Mike, do you feel like you're coaching for your job over these last 3 weeks?
No.
No. Do you feel like you deserve to keep this job?
Yes.
Why?
I'm the head coach at the University of Maryland.
Elsewhere, Navy trying to right the ship, as it were, taking on South Florida in Tampa tomorrow. The Mets have dropped 2 in a row after winning their first 8. MIAA high school football playoffs tomorrow at Archbishop Spalding, 3 p.m., the B conference final. St. Paul's and St. Vincent Pilate, 7 p.m. tonight, the A conference final. 3-time defending champ Archbishop Spalding going for the 4-peat. In their way are the McDonough Eagles. WCAC playoffs tonight. Sean Casey's top-ranked Dematha Stags taking on number 4 St. John's at 7 in 1. one semifinal. Number two, Gonzaga, takes on number three, Good Counsel, at 2 p.m. tomorrow in the other. The Caps are home Saturday night, finally, after a four-game, week-long road trip. They lose to the Panthers 6-3 last night. They'll take on the Devils Saturday night at 7. Happy heavenly birthday to Jimmy Pearsall, the bipolar MLB outfielder, subject to the movie Fear Strikes Out, born on this day in 1929. And a happy terrestrial birthday to the Bloody Sock, Curt Schilling, former Oriole, Diamondback, Philly, and Red Sox right-hander, turns 59 today, born on this day in 1966. How about that? Sean, got a Friday football pick.
Yes.
My friend, should I tell the listeners?
Go ahead. You know,
14-26, Sean.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah, I'm having a Redskins-like season.
Yes, you are. You're 10 games behind me. All right, no Maggie today, so just me and you. Chiefs and Broncos, what do you think?
Broncos.
Yeah, so I go Broncos, too. Lions and Eagles, Sean.
Eagles.
I go Eagles, too. How about that? Bengals and Steelers.
Steelers.
Me, too.
Uh-oh.
Ravens and Browns.
Ravens.
You know what? We're twins.
We're twins. Today we're twins.
Okay. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy
yourself. You do the same. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the games. And we'll see you Monday morning bright and early. Thank you, sir. 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And don't forget, Stein on Sports each and every weekday morning right here on Casey and Company.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Once again, time to go on the house. Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Delegate.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Friday, as always.
I look out and I see budget deficits everywhere I go. From Sean, 27 all the way up to 31.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to take just 5 seconds here to plug, because it's not very often you see events for World War II veterans out there. For anybody in Cambridge over the weekend, from 10 a.m. to noon, they're doing this special veterans cruise honoring Korean War and World War II veterans. I'm just going to give out the website real quick. Check it out. Again, if you're in Cambridge, there's a few World War II veterans. I mean, a dying breed, unfortunately. The Greatest Generation. It is P, as in Patrick, P520.org, and click on the events. If you're looking for something fun to do, check it out. So I wanted to plug that, Sean, because World War II, you know, they mean a lot to me, those veterans. And I just, Ted reached out about that, and I wanted to do him a favor. So
yeah, that's great.
Sorry about that.
Coming
go
on
ahead.
Veterans Day, Veterans Week, whatever. Let's get right to it. Budget deficit from fiscal year 27 all the way through fiscal year 31 starts at $1.5 billion, ends up nearly $4 billion. So we have a governor that squandered a $5 billion surplus, then ran up a $3 billion deficit, imposed a massive tax increase on us, had a $3.3 billion surplus, and now that's gone as well. How are they going to dig their way out of this?
So, Sean, let's break this down. I sat in the spending affordability hearing this, on Wednesday the other day. Let me tell you, because Maryland has some very sharp, well-paid budget analysts. These are numbers crunchers. You know the types. They are very smart. They dig into the data. And they're sounding the alarm. They've been sounding it for years. They lay out everything in these projections, and they break down the numbers. And let me just sum it up for you. This is the big picture of what's happening in the state of Maryland, and it's not good. Not good at all. Remember, Sean, also, you're talking about Governor Moore. This is on top of the failure to run the government when you look at all the audits that came out recently. Maryland is being ran so poorly, it's truly unbelievable. But if you break down the economy here, we have modest growth at best. I mean, it's not even close. Virginia, by the way, now, this is before they elected all these radical Democrats 2 weeks ago, but they're blowing Maryland out of the water economically. So it's not just because of the federal government shutdown or Donald Trump. This is years in the making. If you look at Maryland, we've been piling on taxes, regulations, big government. Virginia, on the other hand, has been attracting businesses, growing jobs, really leaving us in the dust. And their numbers, if you look, Maryland, so let's start off with the Maryland's GDP in the last, I think, give or take 8 to 10 years, we've grown 2.1%, very modest, right? Virginia, 9.9%. The medium, the income, 1.2% to 6.4%. The reason I say this, because that's number one. Our economy is barely growing. And this is all from the report. Number two, you know how they always say, Sean, revenue gains. Really, the amount of tax dollars that we're taking in. So the state of Maryland is taking in less money than they're spending, and that's because of the mandate spending, mainly because of Kerwin. We'll get to that in a second. You have rising personnel costs in the state because, despite not being able to afford it, Governor Moore went on a state hiring spree anyway. It is just the epitome of foolish, but he did it anyway, even though they cut a couple jobs. They cut 500 jobs, but that's after they hired thousands. Rise in Medicaid costs, Sean, that we can't afford. Capital program shortfalls. The Transportation Trust Fund, right? They basically robbed the taxpayer of fees, you know, the registration fees, taxes increase for some of these, the transportation-related issues. And they took in more money to the Transportation Trust Fund last year. Yet, Sean, the debt and the operations are growing faster than we can afford. And then you look at the Blueprint Fund. That's the Kerwin Fund. It's about to start in the next couple of years raiding the general fund. Before, they had these different set-asides where money came in, and it was set aside specifically for Kerwin to pay for it in those first several years. Well, that money is being depleted, and it's about to run out, and that's when the danger arrives, where the state of Maryland is on the hook, for example, Kerwin, for billions and billions of more dollars, but they do not have the mechanism to pay for it, so they're going to be digging in to the general fund, and that's where we get into this situation, where now they're looking at, a $1.5 billion deficit coming up this fiscal year. And what are they going to do? Again, likely, Sean, one of the options would be the rainy day fund. They are looking to do what Governor Moore has already done, and that's raid the rainy day fund again. He previously, I want to say in his first term, obviously this is still his first term, they treat the rainy day fund, Sean, like a piggy bank.
Yeah, it's a slush fund. Yeah, for whenever the Democrats need it, they access it. Hold that thought, because we'll look at other options there as well with Delegate Nino Mangione on the House. Right now, traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the inner loop is a little bit slow at Bel Air Road, and that's for the traffic going east over to 95. They've been looking at the bright sunshine there for a while, so if you're eastbound from Hartford Road, it's slowing over towards 95. The outer loop at Hartford Road still jammed up just a bit. The inner loop at Green Spring is better now through there. The west side outer loop is still 795 Liberty Road through I-70 to Route 40. And in that backup right after I-70, there's a tractor trailer kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. So he's adding to that delay. The inner loop is slow just in the normal area coming up from Frederick Road, Edmondson Avenue, Route 40, and then up to I-70. Just a reminder, if you're heading out to Sykesville, 20 minutes ago we had a wreck there at Route 32 at River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, less windy today, upper 50s tonight, the lows near 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, low 60s, and then rain may be coming in Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. Right now, 42 in the city, 42 and 4 still on our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione. So let's talk about the Rainy Day Fund, the emergency cash reserves. As I understand it, the state law says you got to keep at least 5%. In the general fund. So they have 8% in there now. So they take the 3% and they help pay for this, to close this deficit. It's about $800 million. So you still have about $500-600 million that you've got to find somewhere. You're not going to raise taxes in an election year. So what other options are there? Are they going to have to cut somewhere? Is there some magic wand that Governor Moore has he's going to wave and somehow make this structural deficit disappear?
Well, that's the big point here, Sean, what you just said, the key word, structural, right? There is a number of downsides, obviously, to raiding the rainy day fund. It provides no real structural relief, and that's, I think, what David Romans, he's one of our main budget analysts, said that the other day. I mean, it doesn't solve the problems in the later years because it's been so mismanaged. So what that means is, I mean, it's not like a year where COVID-19 happens and you just don't have the money come in and it's a one-off. This is a structural problem created by mandated spending that we cannot afford. So in other words, you know, Governor Moore and the Democrats, what they need to do is stop spending, cut expenditures. And if you, I mean, I'm not for it, but then if you did take that money for the rainy day fund, I'd rather leave it there for rainy days. Like, we've seen crazy times. We never would have thought we'd live through the pandemic, and we can talk about that all day. But anyway, draining the rainy day fund, not only is it a bad idea, but it harms the state's credit rating. And for decades, they've always talked about it in politics. Well, Maryland has a AAA bond rating. We know we lost that from one of the agencies last year for the first time in our history. So what we have here is a very dangerous situation. The 8% should stay at 8%. I understand the law is only 5%, but I'm way against it. This Kerwin bill needs to be, it needs to be halted. They need to look at this and save money on that regard, because it is going to continue to bankrupt the state. We cannot afford it.
Well, what is that? That seems to me the only option. As I said, look, you've chased businesses out of state. You got this 3% total, tech tax or whatever. Businesses are leaving. Another one just left, I think, the city for Columbia, and it's probably on its way out. But so businesses are leaving. Retirees are leaving. So your revenues may be down a little bit. Federal employees have been laid off. And again, I know they're trying to blame Trump, but the real culprit is the blueprint here. That's the one that's driving this bus. And so don't they have to suspend the entire program just to get a handle on this? I don't see how they pay for any of it.
They cannot pay for it. It gets, I believe, by 2030, a $4 billion structural deficit. And Marylanders should be absolutely reminded that this mess was created, as you just pointed out, Sean, created solely by the Democrats, not Donald Trump. Nobody other than the Democrat legislature and Governor Moore now, they control the political structure in Maryland, and it's their actions that have led to this. And the only way forward, other than if they were to continue to massively raise taxes, which is what they did last year. I mean, they did some accounting gimmicks and some money transfers, but the $3.3 billion budget deficit last year, they closed with the $1.6 billion in taxes and fees. So that's obviously something I opposed. Republicans unanimously opposed it last year. It was irresponsible, and I'm going to continue to vote against every opportunity I get. I'm going to vote against these tax increases. Unfortunately, I'm way outnumbered, as you know.
Yep, it's again way outnumbered. Finally, there is this new report out from this Commission on Juvenile Justice Reform. That they now want to discuss, debate, or even maybe even enact into law the change the way they charge juveniles that have been accused of a violent crime. Right now, they're automatically charged as adults. They want to change that, and I guess leave that up to the discretion of the prosecutor. And prosecutors right now are speaking out against it. They say that they don't want it. So this is more of the same from this legislature.
Sean, exactly right. Lacks any bit of common sense. Let's just remind everybody, just last week, to preface this story, the major headline in Baltimore County, a juvenile thug, 15 years old, a violent assault with a damn screwdriver, tries to murder another young teen, stabbing the kid in the head with a screwdriver. It was so bad, thank God this judge got it right, that no bond for him, and the burglar, he had... Already, by the way, the 15-year-old was placed on probation, and he was supposed to be under, I guess, the supervision of DJS. He had crimes like robbery and car theft and burglary already, and they denied, again, the bond, and I think they even said, well, no, we're not even putting this kid in the juvenile justice system, but he was such a danger to the youth there because he's so violent.
Right.
And this is a perfect example of what happens when violent juveniles are allowed to run wild, no consequences. And if we want to stop this from happening, we actually have to have real deterrence and send a message loud and clear that enough is enough, Sean. And then what did we learn this week? Well, exactly what you said, that this Westmore, I believe it's a Westmore Commission on Juvenile Justice Reform and their best practices, they're recommending, as you mentioned, that Maryland end this practice of automatically charging youth as adults. So what does this mean? Keep in mind, juvenile courts, to the audience, are designed for rehabilitation and not punishment. These young thugs, in many cases, need punishment. And under existing Maryland law, so if a juvenile is accused of certain serious crimes like armed robbery and first-degree assault and carjacking, they automatically go to adult court, regardless of how young the person's age or background. So a judge can later move that case back to juvenile court. But if they end this, what it means is all cases involving minors would start in juvenile court, no matter how serious the charge. And that's a problem.
It's a huge problem. You're absolutely right, Delegate. And we're running out of time here again, but you're absolutely right on, spot on that. All right, thanks again. We'll talk to you next Friday here on The House, okay?
Thanks a lot, Sean. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. It is time for our Feel Good News segment of the day. I feel good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 8-year-old hockey fan in Colorado named Luke Graham is in the news for helping out a good cause. His dad is former NHL goalie John Graham. They started a clothing brand called Rink Dude. Proceeds going to help underprivileged kids take up the sport of hockey. Here's Luke and his mom talking about how they came up with the name Rink Dude and what the brand is all about.
I said to my mom, I don't want to be a Rink Dude anymore.
We didn't mean to laugh, but we're like, what is a Rink Dude?
Hockey is a fun sport, and it's really expensive because all the gear, ice time.
When we walk into a hockey store, I break out in a sweat because it is so expensive for gear, ice time, coaching.
They're our heroes, and they fight for our country.
Great. Way to go, Luke. And no more, just a Rink Dude. You're doing great work. And that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. Now's the time to seriously shop for home appliances at Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills. Why do you ask? Because they're having a huge Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Whirlpool, Jan Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, Monogram, Cafe, Sub-Zero, and more. Over 70 top brands all under one roof. And to really make it easy for you, when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, they're super knowledgeable. Open Monday through Thursday 10 to 6, Friday 10 to 1, and Sunday 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com. Mention my name for a little extra added value. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling. Or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You know, some of the conversations I'm forced to endure are very interesting. I just heard Chuck Whitaker complaining about his cold tootsies in the state of Florida. So you might need to put some socks on or something there, buddy.
I think you need to mind your business. My house has tile in it. It got to be in the 30s a couple of nights. The floor gets cold. House gets cold. You know, now it's going to be 83 degrees. So there, you can take that.
Hey, make these things. Go throw rugs. You throw a throw rug down when it gets like that.
No.
Keep your tootsies nice and warm so they don't affect your traffic reporting.
My tootsies are always warm, crazy bastard. You know how it is.
All right, Chuck, what's
especially
happening?
When it comes to thinking about you.
Yes, I know.
Oh, stop it.
I love you, too.
Flag that. We'll use that somewhere along the line.
Yes.
The wreck outside of Sykesville might still be there. It's still showing up as Route 32 at River Road. And then we had a new wreck in Howard County at Route 1 on Washington Boulevard at Guilford Road. There's still some slow pocket jet on the Beltway on the Parkville side. Outer loop at Paring, the inner loop towards Bel Air Road. And then the west side, they're still looking at that broken down vehicle on the outer loop just south of I-70. So if you're coming down from Liberty Road 795, you'll get better after Route 40. And we might be a little bit slow there with a speed reduction on the inner loop as you're coming up from Route 40 west. Very good shape right now. All the lanes are clear on the JFX, and we're perfectly fine at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, have a great weekend, Chuck. See you Monday. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, less windy today, upper 50s right now, 47 and sunny in Ocean City, 43 in Baltimore City. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, Kim Klasick Live. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine. What's coming up on the show?
Well, of course, we're going to talk about the Federal Hill shooting overnight. That's a huge, huge one. I'm surprised that it hasn't made national news yet. I think that it will, just because a lot of people do know the Federal Hill area. Mm-hmm. And this is getting worse. Not only that, you've got one man that was killed, even though one was non-fatally shot, but killed in Federal Hill. I never thought that there would come a day where we continue to talk about shootings in Federal Hill.
We always say, or at least I have for the longest time, that there's no safe place in Baltimore City. There are safer zip codes and environs.
Well,
but
Federal Hill's no longer in that, in that group.
And it hasn't been. And Fells Point was like that for years. That's gone.
Gone.
Canton. Brewers Hill, all of that area is now, that used to be fairly safe, is now under under watch.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So talk about that. Also, of course, I was listening in this morning, and I was listening to the numbers of those kids that age out of foster care and end up struggling with homelessness. I didn't realize it was 80%.
Yeah.
That's a large number.
It is. It's because, you know, a lot of them just parents, so a lot of them run away.
Right.
Some are here illegally and are being, you know, so it's sort of a problem that continues to feed itself. And I applaud the president, the first lady, for taking steps at least to try to do something about it. Nobody's done anything.
Sounds like a crisis.
It is.
That we're not talking about enough. So thank you for bringing that up earlier. We will touch on that just a little bit. My dad was in the foster care system growing up, so I kind of know a little bit about how bad the system is. Also, human trafficking, speaking of kids, right in Baltimore County, two minors that had went missing were found at a hotel in Baltimore County. Now, I thought this was interesting because, remember, Ryan Coleman, he used to be the head of the NAACP in Baltimore County, Reynoldstown.
Right.
He was complaining about these hotels in this area, and he felt as though human trafficking was taking place. He said that almost 2 years ago, Sean.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. At Comfort Inn, right on Loch Raven.
Yeah.
There, I know exactly where that hotel is. And again, it could be anywhere.
Right.
Look, I think there's been stuff going on across the street at the Ramada.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's everywhere. And kudos to Baltimore County Police and the FBI and others that have... They were advertising these young girls for paid sex online.
Yeah, but they said the sting, you know, that operation lasted for an entire month.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked on that one.
It takes a while. I mean,
I know, but it's like these girls were missing. Anyways, we're going to talk about that whole case. And, of course, I do have a little bit to say now that Steph Curry ended his partnership with Under Armour. I still am not a fan of Steph Curry, and I will explain why. It has to do with Under Armour and Kevin Plank.
Okay. I can't wait for that. All right. Not a fan of Steph.
Yeah,
coming up next, Kim Klasick Live. Thanks, Kim. Imagine if you lost the ability to hear. It's one of the senses I think we take for granted. You may not be able to hear the voice of your spouse or of your children, of your grandchildren, or in the workplace of the sounds of nature, again, this radio show. Again, we do know that as we age and you lose some of your hearing, you should pay attention. You should have a benchmark test for your hearing, and Audiology Associates is the best place to go and get that, believe me. But I think that, you know, we do know that if seniors lose their hearing, or sense of hearing, by the way, you know, physically, mentally, it becomes an issue. It also can lead to dementia. So get your hearing tested today. If you're having hearing problems, call Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach. 410-944-3100 online, aiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates. 410-944-3100. See you Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.